got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Make sure you adjust there. I just adjusted my chair there. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And it is, so far, look like a beautiful, sunshiny day in L.A. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. We dealt with last week's biblical question on Sunday. If you were not there or you didn't see it live on the rebuildingaman.church, you can podcast. And last week, biblical question, do you think for yourself? And the answer to that is no. Only egotistical human beings who are lost and who are asleep think that they think for themselves. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. Of ourselves, we know nothing. We're either influenced by evil, which does the thinking for you and makes you think you're thinking, or influenced by good, who does the thinking for you and you're not thinking. So you're not in charge of anything. Just FYI. And you can hear more about that on rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question. And again, for first-time listeners, I put these biblical questions out there in order to encourage those who are seeking to overcome their issues in life, their fallen state. It's not for those who don't want to overcome, don't want to get better in their life. If you're black, it's their life. But if you're white, it's their life. Most people love their misery. They love their pain. They love complaining about their pain, and they don't want to get rid of it. And if you even dare to suggest that there's a way out, they'll get angry at you. So it's not for those people. Stay in your hell, really. Excuse me. Enjoy your misery. You have a right to stay in your hell. You don't have a right to impose on others, but you have a right to stay in it. All right? So it's not for you. This biblical question is hola, si, señor, mamma mia, Galatians won't do justice for it. This one is so deep. I can't even find the word deep for it. Are you ready? What is the difference? Distance. What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? Think about that. It's so deep. It's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever you're doing, wherever you are in this world, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond, JLP Cash App. Bond, JLP Cash App. If you missed yesterday's fellowship, I don't know what to say about for you. If so, what the? It's Monday. We take all calls. But ladies call, we take them as soon as they come in on first on Mondays. And because Mondays, let it be written, let it be said, let it be known, let it be done. Female Monday. Oh, my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
I promise you.
We've been lied to for so long.
You're welcome. I promise that you're a feminist too. What now? Hank, what's the difference between... What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ? Hake is an expert on the JLP show and the host of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11.
A.M. Pacific time. I don't know. I have to think about it.
Okay. Then you know I'm going to ask them this morning. How about you, Anchor Babe, another expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and the host of the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. now.
A great.
From 11 to 11, 12, 1. 11 to 1.
Mm-hmm. A great distance, an unreachable distance by any human, by any man. No, I'm making that up. I don't really believe that, but this is an interesting one.
What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? This is so deep.
In what ways I gotta think about it.
Feels what like it's either ways? Infinity or no distance.
What's infinity?
Like
way, way off.
Yeah.
Infinity means way, way off.
Like there's no connection. Like it's like what Anchor Baby alluded to.
So it feels like in both infinity and close up.
Because the Bible says
in the Word.
A lot of many will say, "Lord, Lord, didn't I cast out demons in your name?" Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be like, "Away from me, I never knew you."
And what that has to do with the distance between?
That means that you're extremely distant.
Oh.
Or else you're one with him. Right?
That's a leading question.
I know.
I have a hard time holding grudges or because I just have been hearing about anger for too long. So I can't really hold a grudge or anything or judge someone too much. It seems like that to me. I don't know if it's perfect. I'm thinking that's something that's on a parallel of distance between Jesus and you that you can examine. I'm trying to parse this question out here.
Amazing question for this week. What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? When you realize what it is and go, blow, you're going to want to slap your mama for not telling you right away. I want to do some super chats. Catch up with those and then I get to the calls. And everything. What?
Forgive your mama?
That's not the super chat sound.
Forgive the mama?
Here we go.
Super chat.
Wojciech. Pardon me for butchering your name, sir. I am Mada. Something. Big smile emoji.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wojciech. Hey, nice to see you, Mada. And Matt on X says, never tried to use the truth to hurt someone, but I have argued with people about the truth. Good message. I will stop doing that.
Right on. This week assignment is what will happen. What was the assignment?
Don't agree or disagree with anyone.
Yeah. What will happen if you don't agree nor disagree with anyone? What will happen? And so the assignment for I gave in the fellowship is to do that all week and let me know. Let's talk about the outcome on Sunday. What an assignment. It's gonna be, if they do the assignment, it's gonna be a lot of people gonna forget. What assignment? I wasn't here. But anyway, thank you.
Indeed. Shout out to the Matt on X. Thank you.
Thank you.
And on Cash App, Donald JLP, keep up the good work. Very generous, Donald. Thank you.
Thank you, Donald. I appreciate it.
Keith, hey guys, I have a recommendation.
Thank you for helping us, Donald, to help others.
I have a recommendation for a new punchy TV host. I'm thinking Kohlberger Art, a great fit for the show in place of Joel. Punchy TV is an amazing show, but if that space is opened up, I believe he'd bring it home.
Thank you for the suggestion. I appreciate it.
Ashley from California, I have proof God is black. Everyone calls him Father, but nobody has seen him.
And so if no one has seen him, how do you know he's black? Thank you, though.
Marty says, good morning, Jesse and crew. Happy Father's Day to you and to you, Jesse, and the fathers that are in the chat. Those who isn't with us, love you guys. Stay blessed.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Pastor Chatelet with a rumble. Gold Pills 111. Coonin for the kingdom.
Thank you. Amazing.
Cornerstone, happy Father's Day, Jesse. These are from yesterday, church. I have two sons myself.
Right on. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers around the world and to the men and women who sent Happy Father's Day toward me and others here at Bond. Thank you. I appreciate it. We heard from people around the world. It was amazing. My Father's Day was mind-blowing. It was so nice. So thank you all very much. I hope you guys had an amazing Father's Day. Thank you.
Grandma Land, Father's Day began with baby Jessica's daddy.
Everybody celebrated Father's Day. It's up, baby Jessica's daddy. Amazing.
That's over on IG, Bond IG Live. Jesse says, J91 over there, what's wrong with the Mexicans? They're acting like the blacks now. They're out of control.
They are. It's mind-blowing to me to see foreigners come into our country and then try to take it over. They don't have, like, a real sense of appreciation, but a sense of entitlement. And if we don't do what they want us to do in our country, they're going to destroy it and try to destroy you. What a mess. Have you ever seen anything like that? Mind-blowing. Thank you.
Mark, just a quick donation tithe for Bond. Thank you. Strong arm, heart, thanks, and idea.
Right on. Thank you so much.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. The young lady at church who seems like you was beating up about forgiving her mother. Why did you go at her so hard?
What?
The sister to the brother who she was scared of facing her mother.
Oh, at fellowship yesterday? Mm-hmm. What do you mean go after? I don't understand the question.
Seems like you were beating her up about forgiving her mother. Why'd you go at her so hard?
Were they feeling pain or something, this person?
I don't know, maybe.
Were you feeling pain or something? Because I honestly don't understand the question. But thank you. Make the question clear. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your coffee, as always.
Yeah, absolutely.
Billy, I have no fallen state people anymore.
Thank you.
Nice.
I don't understand that point, but...
Maybe he means like friends or family who've turned on him. Maybe.
Oh, okay. But thank you. Appreciate it.
Another from Billy. I look at now at no young me the same anymore.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, appreciate
KOC, it. KOC, get you some peppermint tea and add some honey for the throat tickle. Says KOC on Pilled.
I talk too much. I'm always talking. When I'm not doing shows, I'm counseling, running some meeting. It's a mess. But I like to suggest that I will do that. Thank you.
Prowler of Night on Pilled gifted the can. No message.
Thank you.
Thank you. Southern Skies on Rumble. I don't think for myself. I have thoughts about myself, but those thoughts attempt to define me rather than me defining them.
Amazing. Thank you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Aaron G., why does it seem painful to be judged?
Because you think that you're your ego. You think you are being judged because you've identified with the wrong self. The real you are not being judged. Amazing. Thank you.
And Kohlberger R answers him, too, because you believe you are what you think.
Thank you.
Was answering Aaron. Great fellowship. Amazing. Thanks, Jesse.
It was deep. Thank you. Amazing.
And Aaron G. I says, I appreciate the answer. Kohlberger, three strong arms. G Fontes on
thank you.
Rumble. Have a great week, everybody. Very nice.
Thank you. You too.
Fatty 78 says, how can someone drop the anger? It's easier said than done. Any strategies?
You can drop the anger just like that. Really. It's not hard. You just think that it's difficult because you think you are the anger. You don't know that you're not. When you can see that you're not the anger, it's done. It's over. Amazing. Thank you.
Chris C., love you, Jesse. I owe you my peace.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Someone said sleep paralysis. I think this it's a soul trap in the imagination. You're aware. I was able to experience this. I was aware in the imagination, many voices, like they were having a conversation, but my eyes were open so I could see my hands, but I couldn't move them. Couldn't do anything. Trapped in the imagination. He says, and he goes on and on. And not pithy enough, but thank you, sir.
Yeah, keep it pithy.
And he says, what do you think, Jesse, about sleep paralysis thing?
I don't know what that is. When
you wake up but you can't move, something like that.
What?
You're in bed, you wake up, and you can't move.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like when you wake up out of a sleep
mm-hmm.
and you can't get out of bed or something?
Yeah, you can't move. You're, like, scared or something.
Is that a physical ailment?
Not necessarily.
I don't even know what that is.
You've never heard of it?
I heard the word sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
But I thought it meant something else, I think.
You get stuck in between sleep and wakefulness. That's what it feels like a little bit.
You had that?
Something like that.
So, like, you wake up, but you can't
really move.
Yeah, like, you feel
move.
A sense of panic, maybe.
You're like, move, move, and you can't move.
Are you held down by evil?
I wasn't.
Maybe.
Interesting question, sir. Who was that?
Someone.
But I don't know. I have heard the word, but I don't know if I ever heard it explained what it meant. And for some reason, I just thought it was difficult sleeping. So thank you, though.
He thinks maybe his soul left his body. But thank you, sir.
Did your soul leave your body, Anchor Baby?
No, but I was really stressed at that back then.
Really? You ever had that hate?
I don't know. I have had things like different scary, being scared, waking up scared or screaming or whatever.
Right.
But I don't know if it might be
But you ever had?
I never heard of it being called sleep paralysis until after I didn't have that anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, amazing. Thank you, though.
Three coffees from Tom. Good morning, Jesse. During church, you said anger will convince you are not angry when you are. Do you agree with me that sometimes anger will also try to convince you are angry when you're really not?
Yeah, it will. That's why you got to see it so you can know what's really going on. It could tell you you're not angry, and it could tell you are. It could tell you you're not angry while you're acting out anger. I'm not angry, it would say. And you're like, I'm not angry. Someone said, why are you so angry? I'm not angry. Amazing. Thank you.
Isaiah, the Uber driver, 33 very generous coffees. I love Bond. Church was heaven. Happy Father's Day to you, sir.
Thank you. And happy Father's Day to you, for your father. And thank you for your support.
Stop the Cap says, Leviticus 19:33-34. When a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I'm the Lord your God.
But he ain't talking about the foreigner that's trying to take over.
Indeed.
And run you out of your own country.
You treat them right as you deport them.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you, though.
Armando with on Cash App, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. Hooray. Great cameo.
Way down yonder in Dixie, away from Pearl Yoding. Thank you.
Aaron G., you can't be anywhere near. This is an answer to the biblical question.
The new one?
Yeah.
What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
You can't be anywhere near close to Jesus, but the real you has no distance between you and Jesus. I also neither agree nor disagree with you on this. Five strong arms.
Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
AKP pro tip for everyone. If you're feeling low, watch Earl and T. Lowlights on Get a Job Never Gets Old. So funny. Laughing face with tears.
Check out Get a Job.
Or Sweat.
Get a Job on YouTube.
Thanks for an ad-free show, says Thor Mode 9.
Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus says, if Iran booms the temple in Israel, then they have more of a reason to build the new temple after the red heifer are sacrificed. Maybe it's all a show.
Or a mess.
Very generous.
Mess. Thank you.
Celestial Lord on a rumble rant. Biblical question.
What's the difference? What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
I'm as far away as I am from God because Jesus and God are one. When I can finally stay constantly conscious, I will be one with God and Jesus.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
And thank you, guys. That may be all for now. I appreciate the support.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Nice. I, over the weekend, thank you all very much, by the way. Over the weekend, there was a protest called No Kings. And I was, like, impressed with that because I realized that these people who were, quote-unquote, protesting, they see the Great White Hope as the king. And it reminded me of black people. They see white people as superior to them. And then there are some white people who see Jewish people as superior to them. And so I was very, very impressed that these people were so proud to have a king that they had to go out and fight because they see Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, as king. Isn't that amazing? And it just ran through my mind again. What manner of man is this? the wind at sea obeys him. Human beings obey him, even his enemy. They are now calling him a king. He has never called himself that. That's what makes him so great. He, Donald Trump, the great white hope, has never called himself a king. But because of the amazing work that he's done, is doing, and his amazing attitude in enduring all things, he is called king. And the interesting thing about it, once he retired, he's no longer around, his people are going to say, well, he called himself king. But he never called himself king. As Christ never called himself king, the people did that, not the Christ. Isn't that amazing? So they see Donald Trump as king. Isn't that amazing? Long live the king. Donald Trump is king. And it was proven over the weekend. And I noticed that everybody and they mama want to go to jail like the king. Whatever the king does, they want to do it. The governor of California,
Newsom.
Newsom is dying. Where am I? I didn't know Hate Mike was on, so I was telling them to turn the air on. And I thought they had turned his mic off since he wasn't using it. But anyway, even Gavin Newsom and other people, politicians, are dying to be arrested because the king was arrested. And when the king was arrested, it worked out in his favor. And they want to follow the king. Think about that. They're like, come arrest me. Arrest me. Come and arrest. There was a Mexican representative who no one had ever heard of. And he, according to the report, barged in on the update on the raid in California. And they didn't know he was a representative, according to the report, which wouldn't have mattered. It shouldn't have mattered anyway. The guy wants to get arrested. And now he's going around talking about how he was taken down. They are following the king. You have never heard Democratic representatives say they wanted to be arrested before. And now everybody, and they mama, if you're black, everybody and their mama, if you're white, want to be arrested. Long live the king. The dream team is Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Everybody want to be like those three guys. So some of you know they were celebrating a king over the weekend in Los Angeles and around the country, other cities. PBS News, as I come back, I'm going to play this soundbite for you where they were celebrating the king. They call him king. And when you write history down, remember, they call him king. He did not call himself that. Jesus Christ never called himself king. The people did. The people call him Lord. The people call him all kind of amazing names. 888-775-3773. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-DESI. Couple announcements. Number one, July is White History Month. We're going to be celebrating our 8th year of White History Month in July. July just feels white. So you can order your White History Month t-shirts right now. They are available. Go, run, hurry, so you can get them on time. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And while you're at it, get your punchy coffee. Good. I have my own coffee now. And punchy coffee is delicious. Punchy's coffee. Amazing. Along with the t-shirts and hats and mugs and all kind of good things there for you, all right? Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingaman.com/stores. rebuildingaman.com/stores. And you can get your free copies of our newsletter. We put out a newsletter there every 3 months or so. And you can get them at no cost to you. And they are amazing newsletters. So to sign up, you can go to jesseleepeterson.com or rebuildingaman.com. And you don't want to miss out on one copy of the newsletter. So join today at no cost to you, all right? I want to show you the celebration of the king over the weekend. I wonder how Donald Trump, what he think and how does he feel knowing that the people see him as the king. He is a king. They call him king even though he doesn't call himself that. PBS News, protesters held rally across the country opposing Trump's agenda on the day of president's military parade. They had an amazing, you would think that everybody and their mama, even the illegal aliens who pretend that they want to be in America, would have watched this amazing parade that was held over the weekend. And I don't know when the last time I've seen this in America, but I do remember seeing it at one time growing up. And it was very impressive. It was good. But so here is the report from PBS News. We'll come back to it, folks. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Joe, a first-time caller out of Texas. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse, for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, man, so I was diagnosed with cancer about 9 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And when I started chemo, my wife had bought me the antidote. And so every time I go to chemo, you know, I would read it. And I really started seeing that I never had control of anything.
Yeah.
And that just stay in the present every day. That's it. And whatever comes that day, you learn to handle it with perfect peace, no matter if it's good, bad, whatever. And so when I finished chemo, the wife had got me the 7 Steps book.
Yeah, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide.
Yeah, yes, sir. And I read that. I read that. I mean, it was a quick read, but a good read.
Thank you.
And I kind of keep it with me every day, just to, you know, just to breeze by it. But also, I got my shirt. When she's crying, she's lying.
When she's
crying.
And I'm
gonna tell you right now, that was the best Father's Day gift I could have ever got.
Right on.
And I wore it around the house, and I kind of wore it out in public. People look at me funny, but that's all right. But yeah, I just want to tell you, thank you, Jesse. Man, you have changed my life from being almost unbearable to being able just to deal with anything that happens and
absolutely
handle it perfect. And you know, forgiving your mother, forgiving your father, that took a big step, but I did it. And yeah, I just want to tell you, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, man. I wish you well. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you have not seen anything yet. It gets clearer, better, and you will know God. It's going to be amazing. How did it go when you went to your mother to forgive her? How did that go?
So I went and we were in the car kind of riding together. And I just told her, I said, you know what? I forgive you for imposing your will on me. You know, you thought you were doing the best you could do, but, you know, at the time, but I got to understand that the evil that was in you is the same evil that was in me at one time.
Yeah.
And I just got to understand it and forgive it. That's it. And she just looked at me like I was crazy, started laughing, and we went on about our business.
Right on, man. That's amazing. And how about your father?
So my dad's kind of going through a financial situation that I can't help him out with.
Right on.
Because I realized that in him, there's nothing I can do to help him. He got to want to bring himself out, and then God's going to reach his hand out. But if God's not willing to help him, there ain't nothing I can do.
That's right. Amazing.
And so anyways, when I told him just I forgive you for not protecting me and leaving and, you know, not really being present in my life. And he just looked straight out and he was like, you know, I think I need to change my life. And I said, well, you know, everything starts with anger. Let go of the anger.
That's amazing, man. Amazing,
yeah.
Amazing testimony, Joe. But you stay with it, and you're going to see even more so you're not your body, you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, and you will be able to handle whatever situation happens outside of you. It's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, because, I mean, I saw myself going through the worst, I guess, the worst part of my life, you know, not knowing if I was going to wake up the next day. But at the same time, you know, I never knew that anyway.
Yeah.
And so I just live today in the present, and I just deal what I got. I can do what I can do today, and I'll let tomorrow take care of tomorrow.
Right on, man. Amazing. Well, I wish you well. You stay with it. Amazing call.
Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for helping everyone out.
You're welcome, man. You stay with it, though. Just practice staying present. Watch the not you, and the Spirit of the Father will take care of you.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. If you drop that anger, do what you want. It's a spiritual battle, and the warfare is happening inside of you, inside of every human being. If you watch that and not blame anyone, forgive your parents because they set you up so that you can have a miserable life. Your parents did not set you up to have a good life. They set you up to have a destructive life. And that's why nothing's working. But forgive them. And at that point, you can blame no one for anything concerning you. And yes, people will try to hurt you, but they won't be able to touch you if you're in control of your own world. If you become one, if you become whole. Amazing, huh? Thank you, Joe. Stay with it, man. Do we have every? Okay. So here is the Keene Day protest. The no Keene, meaning that they see Donald Trump asking. Watch this from PBS News.
There have been rallies across the country opposing President Trump's agenda on the day of the president's military parade. They cap a week of demonstrations against immigration raids that began in Los Angeles and spread nationwide. Today's events in about 2,000 cities and towns were organized by the No Kings movement, which calls the administration's actions authoritarian. There were rallies near Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in West Palm Beach, Florida.
No ICE! No KKK! No fascist USA!
In Boston, where it was raining. In Atlanta, with Proud Boy counter-protesters looking on. And in Philadelphia, at the flagship No Kings rally. Local officials urged protesters to demonstrate peacefully and avoid blocking roads.
Did you ever imagine that one day the great white hope, Donald Trump, would be seen as a king? Think about that. Really, just think about that. He has such an influence on America that even the Democratic politicians are begging to be arrested. They want to, and they never wanted that before the king was arrested, but now they do. Figure that one out. Here's another look at the protests. Watch this from ABC News.
From Atlanta to Arlington to Albuquerque to Anaheim, 2,000 separate demonstrations this weekend in all 50 states. So-called No Kings Day protest, voicing opposition to President Trump's agenda, and a joint birthday celebration he threw for the U.S. Army and himself. Many protests peaceful, but some erupting into chaos. Gunfire breaking out during a demonstration in Salt Lake City, Utah. Police rushing to help one victim in critical condition. Authorities taking one man into custody and saying there are no other known threats to the community. A motive under investigation. In Los Angeles, police use flashbangs to break up crowds outside federal buildings downtown. Protesters seen running to safety. Demonstrations in Minnesota canceled after that deadly targeted shooting of Democratic lawmakers. Authorities finding flyers for the protests in the suspect's vehicle. And in Charlotte, two protesters arrested for assaulting officers.
Amazing, huh? Absolutely amazing. Had Donald Trump not ordered the military to L.A.? L.A., you remember how that radical, worse than the KK group, Black Lives Matter, burned down the country, including L.A.? That would have been happening right now had not Donald Trump called in the National Guard. I would be thanking Donald Trump, and it's no wonder if people see him as king. He rules. Major. Here's a look at the U.S. military. And by the way, happy birthday to the great white hope. Happy birthday to Donald Trump, the great white hope. A birthday on 250-year birthday of the U.S. Army. Watch this from ABC News.
Meanwhile, a stark contrast for President Trump's night, filled with pomp and circumstance in Washington. Commemorating the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army and his 79th birthday, culminating in a military parade along the National Mall, the first of its kind since 1991. The military estimates Saturday's parade cost as much as $45 million in taxpayer money.
Every other country celebrates their victories. It's about time. America did, too. That's what we're doing tonight.
I'd rather take the money and do that than to be paying these out-of-wedlock mother babies, and they want you to have baby city service for them and feed the illegals and get them free money and stuff. I'd rather be doing that with the military. Isn't that amazing? That celebration, if you didn't watch it, you should watch it. It reminded me of the way the white people used to be when I was growing up. white people used to love America and stand up for America, and they still do. They're just afraid to let it be known sometimes. But they used to stand up for America, like in that parade. They celebrate the 4th of July with pride. It's nice to see that again. On the other side, other side of the military parade, thousands gathered to protest. It's funny how the white people love their country, the people who founded the country. They love it, and they let the people of color into their country, and the people of color destroying the country, just as they destroyed their own countries. Why is this on the other side of the military parade? Thousands gathered to protest.
But just outside the perimeter, thousands gathered to protest.
More than 1,000 people gathered at Logan Circle, now marching down towards the White House. But they felt passionate about being specifically here in D.C. peacefully to make sure that the White House hears their opposition.
President Trump told reporters last week that protesters would be met with heavy force.
I am here today here in D.C. is because he threatened us. Like, how crazy.
Roseanne Rodriguez is a veteran who served with the 82nd Airborne.
I have a right protected by the Constitution that says I can be out here.
Now, the White House later attempted to clarify, saying the president supports peaceful protests, but his comments were motivating factors for some to cancel their D.C. events. Notably, there were no reported arrests in Saturday's march.
Amazing. So think about that. White people who founded and created the greatest country on this side of heaven are celebrating, and they're grateful. While the people of color who wrote the law to come in, or whatever reason you let them in on a so-called visa or whatever, are burning down the country. They have no appreciation for the country that gave them a chance or is giving them a chance. Think about that. Really, just think about it. And you let them in the country. There needs to be something type of law that says you cannot come in. Doors are closed. Back door and front door closed. And I remember when they brought in a handful of white people from Africa, South Africa, where genocide is happening under white people. And somebody finally looked out for them. And people got mad. The whites who would come in and make it better, add to it, people got mad at that. But they want the people of color to come in and destroy the country. What a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. My country is gone. And I hope you see what's going on, folks. See what's happening inside of you, and you will understand what's happening outside of you, inside of others. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. And human nature is evil. There is no good in human nature. And I also noticed that 888-775-3773. I will get your calls. But I also noticed that most of these protesting things are being headed up by women. And the weak beta men are following the women. Think about that. Just everything is backwards. Everything is backwards on earth. The men are following the women instead of telling them, hey, no, calm down. This is amazing country. We're not going to fight against my country. They're following the women. You know what happened? When Adam followed the woman, she became his God. And look what happened. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Even when you listen to your mama, you suffer. Every time. You listen to the woman, and because you listen to her, you suffer. Because that's not the order of God. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What a mess. It's time to wake up, men. You are needed in this world. And not just in America, but put America first. You are needed in America. It's time to stop being afraid. It's time to stop being weak. Return to the Father and come back to your natural role, your natural purpose in life. The women are going out of control. And these men of males are following them because they have the mindset of the female. They think like women. They feel like a woman. They think like a woman, and they react like a woman. Any man that gets angry and that has anger is a female. He has the nature of the woman, which is not her nature, but it's the nature of evil that made a home in her. Let me do some super chats, and then I'm going to take a break and then some calls.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Jermaine, this week's assignment, agree or disagree with others. That's not the assignment.
Right.
Don't agree or disagree with others. But anyway, he says, but there is no
me. What would happen if you didn't disagree or?
No, that was the biblical question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the week assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Thank you.
There is no me to do that. That's just the false ego, the nature of the devil trying to drag others into hell with me, projecting it into the world to create chaos, like how Christians argue who's right and who's wrong about Christianity. All ego,
amazing.
Says Jermaine.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Billy bought a coffee saying, sorry, I didn't edit my message. My bad.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate it.
And he didn't explain it either. Thank you, Billy. Anthony G.
Three
coffees. I had sleep paralysis twice. It was interesting because during the first one, I freaked out. And the more I freaked out, the worse it got. Second time, I sat in it, and I was fine. Fear always makes things worse than it is.
That's for sure. So, what's his name?
That one is Anthony.
Anthony, so when you had it, were you like awake, but you couldn't move, literally move your body? Right? That's what I want to know. Thank you. You can call me or Super Chat, 888-77-JESSE. Okay.
White Wing 1776 on Pilled. Funny how people say illegals are being kidnapped, but they're being sent home. Kidnappers don't do that.
That's right. They're being sent back to their homeland. And the bill is on us. We pay to send these people back. What's amazing.
Kevin G. JLP, how can I give my life to Christ?
Amazing. By letting go. Become aware. First, you got to admit you're wrong. That you are evil. And God and forgive your mother and father. God will change your heart. And the rest is history. Thank you. But you got to let the anger go. Thank you.
Medi C. Who is or what is Satan? Human nature.
Amazing. That's right. Sure is.
Mazga, I think Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven, but I believe the Holy Spirit resides in us when we believe in Jesus. The Holy Spirit helps me until I inherit eternal life. Got to read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a break. Amazing. Two more hours to go. Like, back in a moment.
Like, sitting to you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, but like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah,
there is real things going on. And
yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. This because a lot of we don't have most guys that can, you know, stand lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, all over the place. They are they're doing construction outside the White House in the Rose Garden area. They're adding a patio. Isn't that nice? And there's these protests that you heard about from JLP. No Kings protests. Bunch of women. Shout out. And then there's those Minnesota shootings. Terrible situation with the Minnesota shootings. This dude poses a cop and shot and killed one couple, political couple, with the woman being the politician and the husband with her. And then he shot another couple, politician couple, and they survived, I guess. And he's finally been arrested after a manhunt. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, June 16th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to more great stuff, including your calls and the rest of the super chats and other things. So cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, construction has begun at the White House, the white on the inside White House, to change the look of the Rose Garden, located along the West Terrace and West Wing. The plot was created in 1903 by First Lady Edith Roosevelt. That was Teddy Roosevelt's wife, right? I think. Not to be confused with Franklin Roosevelt, okay? As a colonial-style garden. 10 years later, First Lady Ellen Wilson had it transformed into the first Rose Garden. Now most of the grass area has been dug up to build a new patio. In the chat, the live chat says Trump is adding a flagpole there too, as he should, if true. I don't know. I wouldn't be too surprised, though, because he loves flags. He was born on Flag Day. Is it Flag Day today? I don't know. And the Minnesota shootings, the largest manhunt in Minnesota's history, has ended. Vance Boelter, B-O-E-L-T-E-R, age 57, was arrested Sunday allegedly killing Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, presumably Hortman as well, killed, and shooting State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, presumably Hoffman. Over the weekend, the manhunt involved hundreds of detectives, 20 different SWAT teams, as well as cooperation from a host of local, state, and federal agencies. Law enforcement used helicopters, surveillance drones, infrared technology to locate and capture the suspect in the woods of rural Sibley County, S-I-B-L-E-Y County. Boelter was wearing a mask, one of those rubber masks. He looked kind of like Jason, you know, the Friday the 13th Jason thing, maybe a little bit less. And he was dressed like a cop, a police officer. So make sure these police officers identify themselves and that you don't get the heebie-jeebies. But not just because you're scared of cops, but just because you want to make sure that it's really a cop. Inside his vehicle, police discovered a survival gear and a hit list, they called it, of nearly 70 names, including Democrats and people with ties to abortion, so-called rights. He's been charged with 2 counts of murder in the second degree and 2 attempts of attempted murder in the second degree. And for the fourth day in a row, Iran and Israel have continued to launch waves of attacks on each other. Israel's strikes hit numerous military targets, 4 ministry buildings, residential areas in Tehran, the capital of Iran. Iran's retaliatory strikes have damaged or destroyed residential buildings and even infrastructure, including Israeli oil refinery and a part of the power grid. Search and rescue teams digging through the rubble amid those bombardments to find victims buried underneath debris. International pleas for diplomacy and de-escalation. Death tolls on both sides continue to climb due to the rapidly escalating hostilities. Officials say Israel's operation against Iran is expected to take weeks, not days. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. Really, it's beyond doozy. What is the difference between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance? Isn't that like an amazing question? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show, but you can be listening live anywhere in the world. And we are heard around the world. If you're white, by everybody, they mama if you're black. And everybody, their mama if you're white. So you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but every Monday is female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. That's true. I have a guest. My first time meeting her, Leonarda Jonah.
Joni.
Joni.
Yeah.
Leonarda Joni. I never heard of a woman named Leonardi.
Leonarda.
Leonarda.
Yeah. Well, my parents thought I was going to be a boy. And so they just adjusted at the last minute.
Amazing. Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I love your show, Jesse.
Oh, thank you.
It's great watching your clips, you know, when you own people just by telling them the truth. It's awesome.
That's amazing. And she is an Austin-based stand-up comedian, originally from New York City, is a free speech comedian who used her comedy to highlight the absurdity of woke propaganda. What is free speech comedy? What does that mean?
Well, basically, it means saying all the things that the establishment doesn't want you to say, you know. So anything that goes against the quote-unquote progressive movement is considered offensive, and you are cancelable for that. Nobody's supposed to talk about those things. So to me, free speech is saying all the things that everybody gets upset at you for. Otherwise, you know, why do we have free speech? I don't understand that.
And when you're working, doing your comedy, do people walk out or yell at you or anything like that?
Not at my shows, because the people who are coming to my shows know what I'm about, and that's what they want to hear.
Right. Oh, okay.
I've never really had people walk out, to be honest. Really, a lot of the hate happens behind the scenes.
Oh, I see.
With fellow comedians who aren't really comics, right, but consider themselves comedians, calling clubs and complaining about me, or people online getting offended and calling and demanding that my shows be canceled. This is really where it happens. So,
and so when you're doing your comedy, you just, what, you talk about people, you call fat people fat.
You know, some people would say that what I do is just talk like somebody from 30 or 40 years ago.
Right?
All the stuff that we used to all know and admit, but now we've all agreed to deny for the sake of somebody else's feelings, right? This false compassion that we're supposed to have.
Yes. And when you are attacked, especially by fellow comedians and personally, how do you deal with that when it's personal?
So sometimes, you know, these people are really dysgenic looking people. They're usually fat. They're usually ugly. They're usually very untalented and unsuccessful.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to roast them. You know, all I really have to do is zoom in on a picture of them and post it and say something like, you really shouldn't be talking, you know. So sometimes I'll do that. A lot of the times I'll just ignore it because they're not worth the energy. And that's what they want. You know, they don't get any attention anywhere else, but they get this social credit from their peer circle.
Right.
That's what they're doing. They're signaling to their peer circle.
Absolutely.
Hi, look, I believe all the things we're supposed to believe. Aren't I a good person? We're bonding together now. Now you'll hire me for jobs. And it's like, you're still not funny.
Right.
You know?
That's a good point. Absolutely. Amazing. And so
by the way, my fiance and I will say this to each other through the at the house. Like, we do something, we'll go, amazing.
What the? Nice. Is it easier for male comedians or female
women
today? It's easier for women.
Yeah, the reason it's hard for, if it's hard for women right now, is just because they're mostly not funny,
right?
So when women complain, oh, it's so hard, it's like, you're not funny, that's why. Because all you have to do is be a little funny, just a little funny as a woman, and you can get really far. I mean, look at me.
Yeah, that's amazing. Speaking of men and women, but first let me ask, you were banned from Joe Rogan's.
I was banned from the Comedy Mothership. I've been banned from many clubs across the country because of this low-level comic hatred that I get.
I was surprised to hear you banned from Joe Rogan. Are you able to say why they banned you from there?
Honestly, I don't actually really know the official reason, because none was given to me. And it really was just, like I said, these loser comedians who were talking. I know you don't like to swear, but I'm from New York, so.
No, I love to swear.
It's like drinking water for us, you know?
Yeah.
These comedians like to talk shit about you and stir up a ruckus. So that's what happened. It was low-tier stuff. It's not anything Rogan himself was involved in. You know, Rogan's like a really busy man. He's got to handle a million things, so he has to delegate. And unfortunately, you know, some people take advantage of not having that kind of oversight and like to institute their own power.
Oh, I see. And so you didn't get a chance to ask him what happened.
No. That I'm not even sure that he knows I'm banned from his club. I don't think he would like that too much.
Really?
No. Well, he's a free speech comedian. And
That's why I was surprised.
I'm on the frontier as a female free speech comedian. They really don't have anybody like me there. So I think that would be pretty upsetting to him, actually.
And you say that you mentioned your boyfriend.
Fiance.
Fiance?
Yes.
When are you getting married?
In October.
Really?
Yes.
Of this year?
Yes.
What?
Yes. He's a great guy.
And what's great about him?
Lots of things. You know, he's very masculine, which I like. It allows me to be a woman. You know, that was one of the things I really appreciated about him. He, even before we started dating, he would open doors for me, take me out to eat. If I try to pay for something, he would just kind of be like, what are you doing? You know, which I really like, not because I want to take advantage of somebody for their money, but it makes you feel taken care of.
Right.
There's something very primal about it. And it also shows the level of seriousness that they take you. You know, it's like, hey, I don't want you to ever feel like I don't have your back, you know.
Amazing.
And he's very respectful. He's just, he's also hilarious. He's very funny. So.
Is he a comedian?
Yes.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
What? Really?
Yeah.
And do you obey him?
Well, yeah, actually, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm still a modern woman, Jesse, so, you know, but I do put up some fights and stuff, but ultimately, if he's like yesterday, I wanted to go get some food somewhere, and we start going, and then he goes, you know what, this isn't a good idea because of everything that's going on right now. We don't want to be in this part of town.
Right.
So, of course, I pouted for exactly 30 seconds, and then he was like, you know, sometimes you just have to let me decide, and I'm like, yeah, no, I know. And I prefer that, you know, because I've been in relationships where I have to lead because the man is totally incompetent. And you're like, yeah, this isn't going to work out. You know, it's not going to work out.
And which do you prefer, alpha male or beta male?
Come on now, Jesse. What kind of question is that? If it's a beta male, I'm going to eat him alive.
Yep. You know? Amazing.
Yeah.
I've noticed that there is a difference between the mindset of men as opposed to the mindset of women. Have you noticed the difference between the two?
In which respects?
Men tend to be more logical about things. Well, not beta male. Beta males think
beta
like
beta males
women.
Are very emotional.
Yeah, they think like women. They have the mother's mindset. You're right.
Logical. Yeah, women are more feeling. And you know, I'm a little bit of an anomaly because I was a logic teacher for quite a long time, actually, about 15 years.
Right.
And I have both kind of aspects, right? But I do think women have a more emotional nature. And I don't think that's a problem. You know, I think this is one of the things that we got from feminism is that the qualities of women are somehow inferior and need to be shed. That's the great irony of feminism.
Yeah.
Trying to empower women by making them feel bad about the things that come naturally to us. Women are emotional because we have to take care of children and we have to be attuned to them. Otherwise, they're going to die or suffer great negligence.
Amazing. Were you growing up, were you closer to your father or your mother?
My mother.
Your mother.
Yeah.
And why not your father?
Well, my dad is more of a traditional old world, you know, they're European immigrants. They're old world style. You know, my father's thing was, I'm going to go make the money. You raise the kids. Don't bother me.
Nice.
I'll come in for discipline and teaching some things, but that's it.
Nice. You know? That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so I often tell people in order to be free, they got to forgive their parents.
Yes, that's 100% correct.
To drop anger. Have you done that?
Yes.
And how did it go? You went to them and forgave them?
Yeah, well, it's a slow and long process. You know, there was definitely a lot of things for me to be resentful about.
Yeah.
You know, for sure.
Yeah.
And it causes a lot of pain and grief, you know. But what I know is when I was holding on to that resentment, I didn't care about destroying myself.
Yeah.
As long as I could make them feel pain.
Absolutely.
And,
but
that's the truth.
That is so true.
That's the truth of resentment, right?
Yeah.
And because if your parents love you, right? If your parents don't love you and they're neglectful, you know, the best thing you could do is be successful. That's your biggest revenge. But if your parents do love you as a child, the greatest revenge you can give them is upon the harm you do to yourself.
Yeah.
So somehow, it's not like all this stuff is conscious in our brains, you know. We just function on an instinctual level.
Angry people are unconscious. They don't know what they're
very
doing.
Very unconscious. And that's what I see a lot with this sort of progressive youth movement, this trans movement, this fat, everybody wants to be fat and gross. You go, you're destroying yourself because you have a resentment. There's something that happened in your life that you don't like.
Absolutely.
And but the problem is, what's so bad about now is the culture is constantly stoking these resentments. You're going to school with communist teachers. You're watching communist television programs. Your friends are programmed by this sort of communism where it's all about the wrongs that were done to you and how you're a victim.
Yeah.
So you're seeped in this culture 24/7. There's no escape from it.
What a mess, huh?
Yep. So these people are just walking around extremely resentful, destroying themselves, hoping that they can destroy their parents. And it's like, you will destroy your parents, but at what cost?
That's right. You're destroying yourself. I was watching this riot that happened in L.A. over the last weekend and week. And I'm looking at these young people and I'm thinking, these people don't even know why they're out here.
Correct.
They're just doing that out there. They're just doing this because somebody told them to go and do it. And they get a thrill from being out throwing rocks and acting that way.
Right.
It's all for the thrill.
And everybody tells them that they're good people now.
Yeah.
Look at how good you're doing. Yeah. So here's one of the things I've noticed because I get a lot of hate. I've gotten death threats. You know, I've gotten people telling me I'm a evil person and all this stuff. And then I'll go look at these people. I'll look them up. And they have domestic violence arrests. They have DUI arrests. I had a stripper tell me I was a bad person. She had an OnlyFans account. And I was like, oh, I understand what's going on. These people are actually immoral. They actually don't have a solid morality of their own. And I think we're programmed by God with a deep innate sense of morality.
Absolutely.
And so you can't run away from knowing that you are immoral.
Yeah.
And so you also can't reconcile that because nobody wants to believe they're a bad person, right? So they have to come up with a way to reconcile the idea that they're a good person despite what they do. And so the fast track to that is to find someone like me who the system says is evil and throw all of their, you know, projections about themselves onto me and be able to say, well, I'm not that person. See, I'm not racist.
Yeah.
I'm not sexist. I'm not homophobic. I'm not fatphobic. So she's a bad person. Despite everything I did, she's a bad person. And I'm like, you're literally selling your butthole online.
What a mess.
And you think you could tell me because I make racial jokes that I'm a bad person? Okay. I mean, I might be a bad person. I'm still a bad person, but I'm just saying I'm not.
I know.
You know.
So you were born in what country?
Montenegro. But I'm Albanian.
Montenegro?
That's going to be a racist. Just when the EU takes over, you're not even able to say that anymore. But it's I'm Albanian from Montenegro. I mean, the borders over there constantly change. So where I was born used to be part of Albania until after the First World War, and then the powers that went in just divided all the land arbitrarily. It created a whole mess. But I'm Albanian, born in Montenegro.
And how old were you when you left there to come here?
One.
Oh, so you don't remember a lot about it.
No, I've been back. I definitely have been back. It's really beautiful.
It is.
It's a beautiful country, but I love America. I love being American.
Is it a socialist country?
I don't know what it is. It doesn't have that kind, you know, it used to be under Yugoslavia, all these things were under a kind of socialism, but not the kind of socialism that you understand from Russia. There wasn't that kind of oppressive boot. It was a socialism that actually cared about its citizens. You know, my mother tells me life was actually really good then. But at the same time that was happening, there was severe communism in Albania. Now that was horrible.
Okay.
And my parents will talk about that. But the socialism that was going on there was more of like taking care of your citizens. So now,
really?
I would say it resembles more of a quote unquote democracy, but it's a mess.
Are you considered white? To be white?
I think we are now. You know, I think they're letting whoever they can in because the stock is down on white people.
So we need some white people.
Like,
we need white babies.
Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. I totally agree with you. But I think all Europeans are white. So this whole thing where it's like, you're not white, you're Italian. I'm like, all right, so what are they then?
Right.
If put them in a different category. They're not Asian. They're not Indian, right? They're not black. They're European, you morons.
Right,
you know?
And do they have black people
No.
In your country?
No.
No black people?
Nope. So you can, I can drop the N-bomb all I want. Nobody's around to get upset.
Really?
There are no, we sometimes will get like one or two black tourists from Germany, and everybody knows when they're there. Because we don't have that, you know? So, like, I remember one time...
some black people here.
I remember one time I went there for a vacation, like, maybe 12 years ago. And there's, like, a boardwalk, and everybody sits at the restaurant, and they just look out at the boardwalk. And all of a sudden, I see all the heads turning like a C, like a wave. I'm like, what are they looking at? And there's, like, one sole black guy walking along, and they're all just, like, following him. And I'm
like, where did he come from?
Yeah, where did he come from?
What the?
Yeah.
And so, as far as you know, do black people not want to live there or something? Why are there no blacks?
It's no welfare.
Well, that makes sense.
You know?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Man, that's a lot. That's a deep, deep question about what's going on with blacks in America specifically,
yeah.
Right?
Especially, yeah.
I mean, I think you hit it on the head. I think the family was destroyed intentionally by people that have now turned their gaze upon the whites and are doing the same thing, you know. They did it, you know, post the civil rights movement.
Absolutely.
They pushed this whole point of this system that we have is to make women wedded to the state. Not need a man, quote unquote, not need a man, right? Because they got big daddy government taking care of them. It's all such a psychological abuse, right? And then you can break apart the bonds that bind men and women together, because need is what actually binds people together. And then from there, once you have that, now you have easy access to the children. And why is this important? Because children's minds are much more easily corruptible, and you can shape them into the good little slave patriots that you need to do whatever it is you want them to do.
Yeah.
And I think with the black community, what they want them to do is be criminals.
Absolutely.
Because
they love that.
Of course.
They make money and power from that.
Well, there's a lot of things you can do with that.
Yeah.
Right? First of all, you can corrupt a whole community and they have no forward movement.
Yeah.
Then you can tell them that it's all whitey's fault.
Yes.
So now you have a biological weapon that you can go ahead and use to torment what is the mainstream culture that's keeping you from having power, right?
That's so amazing.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. And so you know this because you just look at the music that they give them. Look at the culture that they give them. Look at what gets praised in that community, right? What gets praised in that community is how gangster can you be?
Yeah.
How much money can you flaunt, right? And then they're doing the same thing now with the white community in a different way, right? Yes. You have to target races differently according to their weaknesses.
Absolutely.
Right? So with the whites, it's this weakness of being empathetic and compassionate and don't be called a bad name. And so now it's how tolerant can you be of your child's mental illness? And this is where you can completely destroy the family, because you have people growing up to castrate themselves because they're like, I identify as the opposite gender. I mean, just a completely insane concept.
Why is it, and this has been going on now for at least 70 years or so with
correct.
The blacks, right?
Yep. Well, it's been going on actually for at least 70 years with all of America.
Yeah.
It's really, if you look at what happens post-World War II, this is when they start to institute these kind of massive social engineering projects. And we had the McCarthy era where he's calling out Hollywood and saying, you know, these guys are all communists and this is what they're doing. And, you know, we're taught that in school as this, he was crazy. Well, was he that crazy?
That's right. Why is it that some people, like, after so long, 70 years or so, some people tend to wake up and see what's going on with themselves and others, but most people seem not to. Why is it that most people don't wake up?
It's a really difficult question. I think it's going to ultimately come down to what you really want in your heart of hearts. If you really, really want the truth, you'll find it.
You will.
Because,
absolutely.
You know, Christ says, knock and it shall be open to you. Seek and ye shall find. What 100. Is he talking about?
Absolutely.
I think he's talking about the truth.
Yeah.
And I think if people, even if you have just like a little bit of a desire, if you feed that little desire, it will grow and grow and grow until nothing else will do except the truth. You can't tolerate anything else.
That's deep. Absolutely true.
The other people who don't want to wake up don't want the truth.
Right.
They want all the things that they think they're getting from believing this system. And there's a lot of reinforcement for it, right? When I started to wake up, there was no advantage that I could see to waking up. I was in the middle of New York City, surrounded by lesbian liberal feminists who all claimed to be my friend.
Yeah.
Super progressive culture. Everybody was completely disorganized, right? And waking up meant I was going to become the enemy.
Yes.
I was going to become everything that I was told was evil. Do you know what it takes to face that and say, okay, I guess I'm evil because I know the truth, if that's what it is. You're going to lose a lot. You're going to lose your friends. You're going to lose the rewards of the system that tells you you're a good person. You're going to lose this sort of comfort that you get from thinking you're on the right side because, you know, at least the mainstream agrees with you. Then there's all the perks. You know, if you're a victim constantly, then none of it's your fault.
A lot of free stuff and nothing is your fault. Absolutely.
Nothing's your fault.
Yeah.
But the issue is that's a prison. That's a lie.
Yeah.
All you ever are going to feel like in that world is an incompetent slave.
Yeah.
And you never know your own abilities, what you're capable of. And really, you never know the truth to me, which is God. And there's nothing that you could give someone on a material level that could ever compete with that. But people don't know that.
Absolutely. Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. So, you were a liberal at one time? And so, being a liberal, why did you become that? And what was it like being a liberal? Were you just
I don't think I ever became a liberal. I just, you know, you grow up in that system, right? You're sending your kids to public school, right? The whole public school is completely liberal. What public school is going to sit there and teach you that women really are better suited to raising kids? It's not, are you kidding me? That's never going to work with a government mandated propaganda system. That's not going to happen. You're in these schools that are telling you this. I'm a woman. I'm coming from actually an actual misogynist culture with real inequality, right? And so I'm like, yeah, you know, you're right. And it's important. There are some elements of it that I think are important. You know, there need to be checks on toxic men. And I'm not talking about the toxic men that they want us to believe.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
No, I totally
men who really do abuse their power.
Yeah.
Men who don't know how to protect and care for women. This is a real problem in a system that is lopsided the other way, right? So if liberalism was a total lie, they would never have any power. They are talking about things that are real.
Yeah.
But they go too far the other way.
And so were you like a proud liberal? You were like, I'm liberal. I know I'm liberal.
No, because it wasn't that way.
Oh.
You know, this new thing that we have now where everything is super political and everybody's got to, you know, announce what they are. This is new. This is this is like 2016, 2017.
Sure is.
Before that, you just
had
just had your beliefs and you were what you were.
Yeah.
And you generally thought the Republicans were racist, right?
Yes.
You generally thought that, but you didn't hate them.
When I was a Democrat, and I became a Democrat when I moved out here to L.A. Because when I was growing up, most black people were Republican. But when I moved to L.A., I became a Democrat. And I literally thought white people were holding me back. I thought that they were racist. I believed the lie that came from Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan.
Right,
and all
the race baiters.
Yeah. At that time, I was 18. So I thought they were true leaders.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were leading me right to hell.
Yep. Or to your own destruction. Because,
yeah.
I mean, what kind of a message is that to you as an 18-year-old?
Yeah. That's
you have
right.
no power.
I know.
You're incompetent. Everything's everybody else's fault. If everything is everybody else's fault, then there's nothing you can do about it.
I was doing better when I was in Alabama picking cotton. Let me take a break. Back in a moment.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up right after my show at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. And we don't have a new episode of the Fall of Punchy TV, right? Not yet. Okay. So no new episode of Punchin' TV. We're working on that. And no Joel Friday TV. Amazing. So I want to get to some call, but I need Hate to come in here with the super chat so I can get to some calls and super chat for my guest, Leonardo.
Yes.
Right?
That's it. You got it.
That's amazing. tell people how to get to your website or whatever you want.
Yeah, you can just go on leonardaisfunny.com. So leonardaisfunny.com. And I've got my shows there, all my social media places. I mean, you can find me on YouTube at leonardaisfunny. I'm currently on tour, you know, so yeah. I'm coming to North Carolina this weekend, actually. I'll be there. So if people want to see me, you know, come see me.
Right on. I want, before we go to the phone calls for you and super chats, that's Hake of the Hake Report.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
I asked you, are you surprised during the break? I have a black producer.
Yeah, and I'm surprised your show runs on time every time now. But I see you got a white guy to keep everything going.
I rest my case. And do you know that July is White History Month?
Yes, I do. I'm so ready for it.
Right on.
I'm going to be marching with my tiki torch.
I'm glad that you're getting married so you guys can start making white babies right away.
Yes, I'm with you, man. I'm with you on that, Jesse.
We need white babies.
Yeah, we do need white babies. Yeah. 100%. I mean, if we don't have white babies, where are all the migrants going to go?
That's right.
They're not going to have any countries to flee to, you know?
What a mess.
It's a total mess.
I want to get you some call, but I have two quick questions, I think. Number one, what would it take for white people to get over the fear of being called racist and afraid of losing things so that they can finally stand up for the country, for their families and the country? What would it take?
They need to realize what's at stake. You know, you've got to put, because people do call me racist all the time because they think it's going to shut me up.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, I already see through your bullshit, so I know what this is. But you have to go, okay, either I'm going to be called racist and some people are not going to like me, or my whole family's going to die. Because that's where we're really at, right? Because what does it mean when they call you racist is you won't give us every single thing we want and smile.
Yeah.
And first, you know, the things they wanted were little things. Now they want your total extermination. They say it openly.
They do say it. You know? Absolutely.
And the other thing that needs to happen is white people who run businesses need to stop giving in every time someone calls and says one of your employees is racist or this thing that you want to have is racist. They need to be like, thank you very much. Because what happens is these are a bunch of crybabies.
Yes.
And so when they cry and somebody gives them what they want, then they learn they can cry again and they get what they want.
Amazing.
When they cry and nobody gives them what they want, they have to go somewhere else. But it's very difficult, Jesse, because the whole system is anti-white. So a company, a business can say, yeah, whatever, you know, go to hell. We don't care. And then what's going to happen? They're going to go to the next level, right? They're going to go to the media. They're going to go to the government to pursue legal action against them. I mean, just think about that couple that ran the bakery that didn't want to bake a cake for a couple of gays.
The gay cake.
Yeah, the gay cake. That whole thing was orchestrated, by the way.
Of course.
You know,
I
they knew.
That.
Right? They go. So the government comes down, but we need enough people to stand up and say, okay, fine, and find alternate routes. Because without that, we're dead.
Yeah. What a mess, huh? What a mess.
Total mess. Total mess.
Nice. I noticed that over the years, black people have blamed white people for their failure in life.
Yeah.
Everything that's wrong with the blacks, they blame it on white people, and it's only made them worse.
Right.
Because when you blame others, as an adult, when you blame others, you get worse. You don't get better.
Well, because, you know, everybody likes to, there's that Spider-Man quote, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes.
The truth is actually that if you want to have any power, you need to take responsibility.
Absolutely.
Because if you're not responsible for the direction of your life, if it's always somebody else's fault, then there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
So you might as well give up, which is where you find the black community.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
But if you go, okay, let's just grant white people were horrible. They did slavery. Let's go with that, right? They discriminated, all that stuff. Everything you've been told, fine. Now what? If white people are that bad, they're not coming to rescue you. No one's coming to rescue
Absolutely.
You. So now you got to decide, do I want to live in my own filth and cry about how it's somebody else's fault? Or do I want to pick up the broom and start cleaning up? And the truth is, a lot of these people, white and black, are lazy and they would rather live in the filth and be getting free things than do an ounce of work. That's the truth.
Amazing. And so what I noticed, though, now, not though, but now, there are white people who are blaming the Jews for their failure.
Yes.
They can't make it because the Jews control everything. They can't make it because of this. And I tell those white people they should not be blaming like that. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing with issues if you want to disagree, but to blame, they're going to end up in the same ditch that the blacks are in because they're now blaming someone else for their lack of. What do you think about that?
So if you know anything about me, I'm very critical about Jewish supremacy because I do think there is a very potent Jewish supremacist force in America. And if you don't believe this, all you have to do is look at our foreign policy with Israel, right? This is where they put a divide and conquer kind of thing, right? If you're a leftist, you know, you fall into certain categories, supposed to be pro every other race.
Right.
And you can, those guys can criticize Israel because they're a white colonial power, right? Or whatever. If you're on the right, you could be all anti the races and all this stuff, but you got to be pro Israel. And if you somehow are mixed between those, you're without a home because they need this warring thing going on.
Right.
But when every single Republican starts talking about how we have to support Israel and we have to send tons of money to Israel, when our own country is falling apart, I mean, you drive around these roads in California.
A mess.
I thought we were paying taxes so we can have roads. What people don't realize is the federal government gives, I think something like, it has given like something like $300 billion of tax dollars to Israel. But it's not just the federal government. Every state gives a portion of its taxes to Israel. Not just every state, Jesse, every city. So recently, the city of San Marcos did an audit, and they saw that they were giving – San Marcos, very small city in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Saw that they were giving $4.4 million tax dollars of their residents' tax dollars to Israel. And they were like, well, wait a second. Our residents don't have health care. Our roads are falling apart. We'd like to take this money and repair our roads. Well, Governor Abbott, who's supposed to be a Republican, supposed to be pro-America, said – this is anti-Semitic. They didn't say anything anti-Semitic. They just said, we want to repair our roads. We don't want to give it to a foreign government, which seems like any national country would have that agenda, right? And he said, you're going to be defunded for these other programs that you get from the state. So tell me how that would make sense. Do we do that with any other government?
Well, we should take care of home first all the time.
All anyway. The time. But if you say that, you're called anti-Semitic because it's, to me, it's the same thing as when you say, hey, black people, you should take responsibility for your life. You're called racist. If you tell women, hey, men are not your enemy and you would probably be happier taking care of your kids, they're like, you're a misogynist.
Right.
If you say, hey, gay people really shouldn't be married or put on the forefront of covers, they call you homophobic.
Yeah.
So these are all attacks meant to shut down intelligent conversation.
Absolutely. That's true.
I don't think white people should sit around and cry about how the Jews have ruined everything, because once again, that's a very disempowering take. And then what are you going to do about it? So I'll say the same thing to them. Okay, let's say you're right. And there's a lot that they're right about. The Jews have taken over your institutions. They're pushing for a pro-Israel stance over pro-America. There's a lot of your funding that's been taken from you. Now what? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Because sitting there and crying isn't going to change anything.
I say the same thing. I'm like, okay, let's assume that you're right, as you just said. What happened that you allowed that to happen? That you would let someone else come into your country and take over like that, the first thing. And why not do something about it rather than just complaining about it? It's okay to see the problem, but why not get up and do something about it rather than, oh, I can't make it? Because in reality, real reality, no one can hold you back in life but you. As an adult, you are in control of your own life. Well, most people are not, but they're supposed to be. But I want to know, Israel is our ally, the
supposedly.
Only ally in
the Middle
over
East.
There in that world, right?
Supposedly and, they're our greatest ally, right. But there's a lot of behavior that's happened from them that would suggest not very ally behavior.
They don't like us?
No, they don't.
They don't like us?
No, I don't. No, they don't.
But they...
That's the truth.
Really?
I know that's going to offend a lot of people because you have a conservative audience who, again, is caught in this paradigm.
Right.
They don't. All you have to do is look up the USS Liberty that happened, I think it was like 1965, where Israel bombed an American ship that they knew was an American ship. That was verified that they knew it was an American ship. They saw the American flag. And after they bombed it, they called in and said, oh, I think it's American or whatever. And they told them, the dispatcher told them, okay, just leave something for our torpedoes to finish. The idea was they were going to finish it off, kill every American on board, and no one would know about it because the American ship had been collecting intelligence information, and they had collected accidentally, they weren't trying to spy on Israel because they thought it was their ally, but they had collected information that Israel was planning to set up a false flag to attack an American ship and make it look like Egypt did it so that America could go into the war with Egypt.
Amazing.
So there's all this stuff that people don't know about that gets shut out.
And there's so much I want to talk to you about because of time and the farm we get to, but I want to ask, you know I love Israel, right?
I do know.
I'm
going to change your mind.
I don't think there's news.
I don't actually, by the way, I got to just say, because some people want to put me in a category.
Yeah.
I like a lot of Jews. I grew up in New York. I know a lot of really excellent, amazing Jewish
people.
You
have a Jew friend?
I have a lot of Jew friends.
Everyone got one.
You got, well, you know.
But you have a lot.
You can't, because I'm from New York. You can't hate a whole group of people because of what the government is doing of their nation.
Hey, Toma, I have a friend in Israel. Toma, be careful with that, man. But let me ask, you're a Christian.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And if it wasn't for Judaism, there would be no
Christianity.
That's a whole deep discussion that I don't think you have time for.
What a mess! And so, and you're right. I wish I did, but I don't. But let me ask, do you, yes or no, do you agree with that?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
But if it was...
Because I think we're talking about two different things. That's why.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
When you say Judaism, you're talking about what exists today as the Jewish nation.
I'm talking about the religion, spiritual aspect of it.
Right. That's what it, you're referring to, the that which exists today. My understanding of Judaism is a bit different. You know, if you're going to talk about pre-Christian Judaism,
right,
that's a different thing.
Oh, okay.
And it was broken apart because once the Second Temple was destroyed, those who were still Jews and hadn't accepted Christ scattered. And because when you didn't have a temple, you didn't have a religion as a Jew. You needed to do the sacrifice. Without the sacrifice, there was no religion. So the Jews scattered, and they reformed about 300 A.D. So this is about 300 years after Christianity, you know, happens. And a lot of what formed is in reaction to Christianity.
Do you believe that the Christians are the real Jews?
Christians are the real Jews.
I have a friend who believes. That's what. What's her name?
Again, that's a difficult question, right? Because you're mixing up two different things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But some people believe that.
If you want to say Israel, God's chosen people,
yes.
Israel, right? That is the church. Otherwise, why does the church exist?
But the Jews were and are God's chosen people, right?
We're playing with two different words, right?
Because oh, okay.
I'm going to talk about it in one way, and you're going to talk. We're going to understand something different. That's why I say that would be like a whole hour.
I'm gonna have to have you back.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk about it. But
and do you love the Jews?
I don't love anyone. I don't love the Jews. I don't love white people. I don't love blacks. I don't love because it's such a weird thing to say, right? How could you love some? I love my parents. I love my family. I love my fiance. I love a couple of friends that I have that I'm real close. I don't love some of the friends I have because they're fake and I know who they are. It's a very weird concept that we're supposed to like love. I don't think we can. I think as humans, we're limited to loving first. I think really we have to work on loving first those within our, I think we have enough work trying to love our own family, your own even immediate family.
Right.
Then imagine if you had to love all your extended relatives, right? And then their relatives. And now you want to just talk about whole random groups of people that I don't have any relation to? No, thanks. I'm good.
What a mess. But do you love Hake?
Who? No, sorry. I just met you.
How about the anchor baby?
Definitely not. We're sending him back. No anchor babies.
God said, and it's true, that for us to love our enemies, even our enemy, love all. And if you don't love all, you love none.
That's a very difficult, it's just a difficult thing to get to, you know. What does he mean by that?
Don't hate.
But yet he said you should hate evil, make war with evil, don't make peace with evil.
But when he was speaking of don't hate evil, I mean, to hate evil, it means don't identify with it. Because you become what you identify with.
Yeah.
And so when you hate evil, you become evil.
See, but this is why I don't want to love a Jew. I don't want to become a Jew.
You have more money.
That's true, actually. It's very anti-Semitic.
All my Jew friends are rich.
Doesn't that tell you something?
Amazing. So listen, I'm going to have you back on all
I would
that.
Love to. I love your show.
Okay.
It's so fun. You're going to get some hate calls, though. Are people going to call and tell you that I'm an anti-Semite and a racist?
Well, that's fine. I don't care about that. I do love all people, though. I love my enemy and everyone. I have no, and we don't have to get into that, but I have no anger toward anyone, not even my enemy.
I don't know,
I love
man.
All people.
I don't know. I think hate can be a healthy anger, and hate can be a healthy emotion against those who wish to destroy you and destroy those that you love.
Really,
I do think it's very important.
I gotta have you back. I want you to respond, Nick. I want to play this, and then I get to these things here. I want to play this. This clip 16:5A. I want to hear your response to
this. Sure. Yeah, let's.
There was a protest in downtown Los Angeles on Saturday, and a Spanish woman did the rendition of the United States of American National Anthem. Did you hear about this?
I did. We should deport her.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, we should play this.
I haven't even seen it yet. My producer told me about it in our meeting this morning.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, did they cut her off? Did they run her out of there? But they, according to this report, they allowed her to do it. Her name was Vanessa
Hernandez.
You know about it.
No, I'm just filling
Hernandez.
In the...
Hernandez.
Yeah.
And what is it? Her last... Nessa? Nessa. You know about that, right?
I didn't know her name, but I saw a little clip of it.
Oh, okay. Do you have it written in it?
I don't think so.
You have it?
I'm waiting on Derek.
Oh, you're waiting on Derek. Okay. Okay, let me know when that read it. In the meantime, let's get some response to Super Chats for her.
Pastor Chatelet says, Uncle Jesse, can we keep her? Southern Skies on Rumble says, Uncle Jesse, we love her. She is good and very funny.
I knew y'all would. I really knew it. That's when we kept her for an hour. Now I think we should have made 2 hours, but that's for another day.
Mike Young says, hey, guest, your thoughts on Trump's second term so far?
Oh, he's letting us down. He's totally letting us down right now.
In what way?
Well, first of all, he promised us mass deportations. He's had way less deportations than even Obama did, but the media will never let you know that. He's caving. And, you know, first he said he was going to do, you know, all these illegals were going to be sent back. And now he's like, well, if you work at a farm, a restaurant, or a hotel, we're going to keep you. And he also promised us the end of the Ukraine war. Ukraine just bombed Russia. He promised us that we weren't going to enter a new war. And it seems like America is going to be entering into this war with Israel and Iran, which honestly, it's like, yeah, if you start a war, you should finish it. You can't rely on our soldiers.
He's working on it. He just got there yesterday. Rome wasn't built in a day.
I agree. But I'm just saying, you know, look, if I am not in a cult. So.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Well, no wonder.
I support Trump. I love a lot of what he represents because he represents a strong American identity. That's why they want to destroy him.
Yeah.
He's boisterous. He's unapologetic. He's proud to be American. But I'm also aware that if you say one thing and you do something else, I'm not going to be fooled by your rhetoric. So if you came here and you promised all these things and you're caving and now we're going to be getting infinity H-1B visa Indians who take over every tech company and only hire their own, I'm not going to be happy about it.
Amazing. Am I able to hold you over for at least 10 minutes?
Yeah. Nope.
Because there's some calls for you.
Let's do it.
And blah, blah, blah. What should we do?
We have a little. I have a couple more Super Chats.
Okay. Let me take a break first.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. And I want you to hear this soundbite.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we're going to hold Leonardo
over. I might just have to go put some money in the meter because I think it starts at 8.
Yeah, you have time.
Yeah, let me just go do that real quick.
Okay, we're going to take a break. The hate news is coming now, and I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of Female Monday, June 16th, AD 2025. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up during Hake News, Not Fake News. And we will be right back to Jesse Lee Peterson with a guest for a few minutes longer after this news break. Leonarda is funny.com. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on those Minnesota shootings. Actually, I already told you about those. The Russia and Ukraine mess, because it's not just Israel and Iran fighting. Russia has initiated a new tactic in their war against the Ukraine, large-scale drone attacks. Last fall, Russia ramped up production of the Iranian-designed Shahed drone and is now building hundreds of them every day. It's also boosted production of decoy drones, difficult to distinguish from the real thing. Quote, so either Ukrainian forces spend time trying to identify the decoys, or they spend precious resources shooting them down. Either way, this helps the Russian missiles and Shaheds with their large payloads as they have the chance to get through to their targets. Crazy. That's what Christina Hayward, a Russia analyst, stated. And in recent weeks, Russia has used these drones to engage in bigger and more frequent assaults on Ukrainian cities, sometimes firing as many as 479 drones and missiles at targets in a single night. According to a CNN tally, seven of Moscow's largest drone attacks in its war on Ukraine occurred in the past 4 weeks. Wild stuff. Also wild is the G7 summit. President Donald J. Trump arrived in Calgary, Alberta, Canada on Sunday night. In advance of the G7 summit, the first international summit of his second administration, international summit, leaders at the gathering are expected to discuss Trump's trade war and international security, such as Israel's unprecedented strike against Iran. Also, Russia's war on Ukraine and the Israel-Hamas war. Trump also plans to meet individually with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, who recently replaced that other guy, and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, as well as Mexican female President Claudia Sheinbaum, or Sheinbaum, however you pronounce her name. And vaccine propaganda. A document from the Department of Health and Human Services sent to members of Congress to support RFK Jr.'s decision to change U.S. policy on COVID vaccines cited scientific studies that were unpublished or under dispute and mischaracterized others. So claims KFF Health News in reporting. Kennedy announced last month, that's RFK Jr., that the CDC would no longer recommend COVID vaccines for pregnant women nor healthy children. Makes sense to me, I don't know. And the move was decried by many major medical groups and questioned by some lawmakers, like they know anything. One health expert, they call it, called the document willful medical disinformation. It is so far out of left field that I find it insulting to our members of Congress that they would actually give them something like this. So said Mark Turrentine, a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Baylor College of Medicine. Congress members are relying on these agencies to provide them with valid information, and it's just not there, so claims he. Whatever. And also, the National Institutes of Health grants 1,100 plus of their grants have been terminated, cut since the beginning of the second Trump administration. At least 160 clinical trials to study HIV and AIDS, cancer, mental health, so-called, substance abuse, and chronic disease have been affected. Very nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Final hour today, hour three. Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Destiny Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. What you can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question, what is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? Amazing, huh? What? You can listen to the show if you're running around and you can't sit and watch. You can listen on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right? So it's Monday. We take all calls, but Mondays, we take the ladies' call first because Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's right. So listen, folks, I'm holding my guests over for a while. Not long, because I want to get to some other calls too, but I want her to respond to a couple sound bites here and take some of your phone calls and super chats, all right? And for those who are just tuning in, my guess is Leonarda Joni.
That's right. You got it.
Nice. I was so nervous. I thought I was going to say Jonah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Joni. And she is an Austin-based stand-up comedian. From New York City.
Yes.
And she's a free speech comedian who used her comedy to highlight the craziness of the woke propaganda. All right. Thank you for staying over.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. We'll take some calls, and then you're going to have to leave.
You're going to kick me out.
I don't know where you're going, but you're leaving here. No, man. So I got a text from my friend out of Israel, and he said, let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm black and slow when it comes to this. He liked you? Right on. He liked you.
Oh, well, that's nice. I like him too now.
And he's a
you
Jew.
You know what? I'm pro-Israel. What's up?
There you go.
That's it. That's how you can buy me. I'm a woman. You know, you just tell me you like me. That's it.
That's all it takes.
We'll go to war for Israel. Fuck Iran. Sorry, I don't know if I can swear in here. Sorry about that.
No, we have children listening.
I'm sorry, children. Apologies, children. You're going to have to learn these words one day when you go to New York.
So I want to ask. I don't want to get into, I'm going to have you back for it, but of all the countries in the rest of the world over that way,
yeah,
who would you prefer we support other than, if not Israel?
I would prefer we support America.
Nobody over there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think let the people solve their own problems over there. We're not, first of all, our own country has been totally hollowed out. We're completely falling apart. We do not have the resources to fix anyone in the world. And I think that that's the same ideology that we have. Like, you know, somebody goes out and tries to fix other people, but their own family's falling apart. You're like, charity starts at home. Start there. Let them work out their problems. Because if you
it
don't have
at home, yeah.
If you don't have America warring up Iran with a bunch of, Israel with a bunch of weapons and money, they're going to find a way to peacefully resolve their dispute with Iran because they don't want to lose their citizens' lives and their, you know, well-being. But if you think, you know, think about it, like if you just have daddy's, you know, credit card, you're going to run it up. But if you got to pay your own bills, otherwise you're going to get on the street, you're going to be a little bit more conscientious.
Nice. I want to get into that, but I can't.
No,
don't,
we can't. It's a lot. It's a long thing.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So I definitely have you back for that. Tell the people who you are again, for those who are just tuning in, and how to get to your website or whatever.
Yeah, my name's Leonarda Joni. You can find me leonardaisfunny.com. You can find me on YouTube at Leonarda is Funny, Instagram, and X, all the same thing, Leonarda is Funny.
Okay. And I want you to see what you think about this. They had it was down in Los Angeles on Saturday night downtown there. They had a woman get up to do the national anthem thing.
That's the first problem.
I know. I rest my case. This is from the New York Times. Here is the first soundbite from this from X.
It's okay. We are going to do the song again today. So I'm not sure if that wasn't relayed.
Because I'm still very shooken up and emotional, and I just...
Why are you crying?
I know.
Stop crying.
I didn't understand what she was saying. What was she saying? You see Spanish?
I do, but I couldn't understand what she was saying. First of all, she sucks. She's not a good singer.
Right. Do you know what she was saying? Hey.
She said, okay, bear with me. I'm very shooken up.
No, in that song.
In the Spanish. Right. She was supposedly...
I guess that was the national anthem in Spanish.
Yeah, which how retarded is that, by the way? That's not even... You're not singing the Spanish national anthem. You're not singing the Dominican... You're singing the American national anthem, another country's national anthem in Spanish.
Yeah, she did the... instead of American, she did the official Spanish version of it.
Even though she was told not to.
Right, she was told not to do it.
Women being disobedient. See what I mean? This is why you got to start beating them again, Jesse.
I rest my case. She explained why she did it. Watch this from X.
I just got home from singing the national anthem in Spanish at the Dodgers game, and it is the official Star Spangled Banner in Spanish. You can Google it. It was officially commissioned in 1945 by the U.S. State Department. Because of this, I didn't think I would be met with any sort of, like, no, especially because we're in L.A. and with everything happening. And I've sang the national anthem many times in my life, but there was today out of all days. I could not. I'm sorry. But I just felt like I needed to do it. Everything I do is out of love, I'm proud of myself. Because my parents are immigrants. They've been citizens like my whole life at this point. They got documented really early. But I just can't imagine them being ripped away from me. Safe to say I'm never allowed in that stadium ever again. But I love you guys so much.
See what I said? See why it's important to hate, Jesse?
That is hate.
Yeah. Well, this is about love.
She's calling it love.
We're talking about
hate.
That's love.
They should run this woman out of the country.
They should run her out of the country. Yeah. If you're so proud, look, right. First of all, you're representing, you have a Dominican Republic shirt when you're singing the American national anthem. Yeah. Go live in DR. Why don't you do that? Oh, because you guys didn't build a good country. America built a good country.
Yes.
But this is why people really need to understand. This is why white people need to wake up and stop being idiots.
Yes.
Because white people are the only people who are afraid to preserve their culture, preserve their European heritage, and say exclusively, no, this is European. Yeah. Every other race and ethnicity and culture has no problem having a very clear, delineated boundary. That's, look at her. She's born here. She's technically American. And what is she representing? Dominican Republic, Spanish. No, blood and soil. That's a blood and soil race. She's not bending on that. So, again, you know, if the children start running wild, don't blame the children. Blame the parents.
Right. Absolutely.
And what I'm saying is, you know, Europeans, you built this country, and now you're letting the children that you let in run wild. You got to step up. And when people call you racist, you got to be like, cool. And what else?
That's right. They should have cut her mic off if it's true that they told her not to do it.
They should have cut her off.
And she did it away. They should have said, hey, stop. And then told her to leave.
That's right. They should have cut her off. She should have been humiliated.
Yeah.
And she should be put on a plane. And what is she crying about? I can't imagine.
I know.
That my parents, they're not going to be written. You said they're citizens, right? They got their papers?
Right.
What are you crying about? It's girls. Dumb girls.
Yeah.
Trying to make a statement. And that's communism right there. That's what you see.
What a mess. Hey, some more super chats.
Over on YouTube, Eli P says, who needs enemies when you have friends like Israel?
We're going to change you, Jesse.
I love Israel. you ever gone to Israel?
And no, but if anybody wants to buy me a trip, I will come back and support your country.
You got to go.
No, I don't.
No, you have to go.
I would get attacked after
Especially
everything I
being
said.
A Christian.
I would love to go to the Church of the Holy Scepter.
You
got to
walk through the Bible in Israel. It is, if I were God, if you want to go to heaven, you would have had to go to Israel first. If you come up to the pearly white gates and you ring the bell, they're going to see if your name is on the list to get in. and they got the first and the only question, not if you saved or born again, did you go to Israel?
Yeah.
If you say no, you got to go to the other way.
You got
to
go the other way.
Yeah.
Well, what if you say no, and then God's like, all right, here's an all-expenses-paid trip.
Back to Israel.
And then
Israel,
come back.
That's different. No, you go to Israel first. But
did you pray at the wall?
I did.
But why would you do that? You're a Christian.
I love the Jews.
But the wall isn't a Christian thing. First of all, that's a wall that's left over from a Roman thing. It's not even part of the temple.
Well, in all honesty, the wall is just a wall.
I know.
It wasn't. I just did it because I love Israel.
And, don't do it, Jesse. That's how the devil gets you.
What, to love Israel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
You're supposed to love the church.
It's embedded in me. But anyway, okay.
Back Health 101 says, she ain't wrong.
You got to go to Israel.
Heart emoji.
What?
Hey, why do you have your friend in Israel pay for one of my trips, and then when I come back and I'm pro-Israel, I'm going to lose all my fans?
I just been offered another trip to Israel, all paid.
All expenses paid, yeah. Huh?
And I was going to go, but the war started. And so after the war is over, I'm going back.
Well, if it's still
the
there.
It's going to be there. Don't mess with Israel.
No, you mean
don't mess with Israel.
Don't mess with America is what you mean.
And Israel.
Well, Israel doesn't have anything without America.
What do you think about the people coming here and they chanting Allahu Akbar?
Get out.
I mean,
out. I just because I don't want to support Israel doesn't mean I want a bunch of Muslims coming in here and doing Sharia law.
I know.
I want them all out.
Amazing. Yes.
Back Health says, she ain't wrong. Heart emoji.
Thank you.
And then Back Health 101 says, she has a fiance. Give me my money back.
Amazing. Thank you.
Aaron G., can this lady have a show?
You have a show, right?
I do. I do. I do like a kind of a. These reaction videos about twice a week on my YouTube channel. People can find them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
SM Jameson on Pilled, Gifted the Shades. Great guest. Thanks for having her.
It's amazing, huh? Yeah. Amazing.
Eli P says, trip to Israel equals bribery.
That's right. Whatever it takes. She's going to Israel. When you come back, you're going to be a different person.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to love everybody.
No.
No, even your enemy. You will love all.
I don't know about that.
That doesn't mean you're going to agree with all, but you will love all.
I'm still working on loving my own family. So yep. Let's
let's get to a call real fast. Let me go to Mark out of Los Angeles. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. I wanted to
hold on 1 minute, Mark.
I want to say it's an honor to talk to you, Miss Joni. I think you're the funniest, the best we've got.
Oh, thank you.
Don't fall for this Love Israel stuff. You're right on. I'm not pro-Palestinian, but I don't support the Jews in Israel one bit. They killed Jesus,
and they're
never going to get my support.
So you mad at the Jews for killing Jesus?
He's not mad. Yeah, he just said he's not going to support him.
You know it's true. No, also,
but God is not mad at Jesus. God is not mad at the Jews for killing Jesus. Why are you mad about it?
How do you know that?
Oh, do you speak for God?
Good question.
Don't you see what they look like?
Ask Joni a question, please.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said. Can you say that again?
Go ahead. Repeat.
I keep getting interrupted. Do you believe that racism saves lives?
I do believe racism saves lives. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me just say something.
By racism, I mean, you know, first of all, I'm not talking about bigotry where you just have a crazy blind hatred of someone because of their skin color. That's irrational and dumb. But recognizing racial patterns and being alert. Hey, if I'm walking through a tribe of, you know, cholos who've got their, you know, white tees on, I'm not going to start being like, F Mexico. I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? I'm going to be aware of where I'm at. So, yeah, I do think so.
Okay, and the other question, do you believe that America does not have a race problem? Rather, we have a problem race.
I think we have an ideological problem because what's happened is blacks have been implanted with this victim consciousness and this idea that white people are their enemy and they have to be killed. Not all black
people.
We know that.
Not all, but most.
Yeah, no,
right.
I know. But there's a lot of black people who don't buy into that, and they're very happy.
Yeah, there are some.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Well, how do you explain 90% of Negroes voting for the Democrats?
That's what I'm talking about. That's a communist ideology.
No, but it's a race problem. They're a problem race.
No, Mark.
They're committing more crimes than whites, proportionately.
They've been brainwashed to believe that the white people are their problem. They've been told that by the so-called civil rights leaders and others for so long. And it's been passed down from generation to generation. So they hate white people for no reason. But,
they've been told that.
And then their leaders told them that it's a race issue thing when it's really a spiritual issue. They hate.
Well, it's not just in the U.S. There's a war on whites worldwide.
There is a war on whites worldwide. There absolutely is.
I just want to say, talking to you is an honor.
Well, thank you.
You're a beautiful person. Everything you say, I agree with. I tried to get your name out on the Hake Show about a month ago, and he cut me off. So he's nice now, but he wouldn't let me bring your name up. So I just want you to know that.
He didn't want to lose his funding.
Jesse's got you on the show.
That's true.
They're not going to lose funding.
No, I know. We're making a joke here.
No, I know, but you're a blessing from God.
Well, thank you.
You really are.
Thank you.
Amazing. You tell the truth. You're like a ray of sunshine in a dark country.
Thank you.
We're getting dark, and it's getting darker. Last question. Do you believe the white race will survive in America?
I don't know, but I don't believe in being hopeless because then they win anyway. And I believe in the European spirit and Europeans' persistence. I do believe in that.
Mark, let me ask.
Okay, so I know that we have God on our side, and we could win this.
I agree.
If we have God on our side, who's on their side?
Mark, because of time.
Yes,
are you
sir.
A Christian?
Absolutely.
And do you love all people?
No.
You don't love all people?
I'm just being honest.
I'm not going to play peace creep and love monger with you, Jess.
So there's people that deserve the gas chamber.
I'm talking about those devils in L.A. who were flying Mexican flags and burning our flag.
Mark.
I'd march them into a gas chamber quicker than you think.
Calm down.
How can you love God and not love all people?
Because the people that killed his son are running around pushing civil rights laws on us, defending the indefensible. Most Jews don't even believe in God.
Does God love all people?
Yes.
Does God love all people? Did he send his son for all or a few?
Does God love Satan?
No, that's not the question. Did God
send Satan
his...
was the man.
Mark, does God love Lucifer? Buddy. Thank you, man. Amazing.
That's definitely one of my fans.
That's for sure. I got to ask. Ask. President Trump, white people are being genocide under genocide
over there in
South Africa.
Yep.
And
they're being genocided all over the world.
They are, 100%. But Trump brought in some white people, a handful. He didn't even bring a truckload.
I know.
Just a handful.
Yep.
And there are people mad about that. What do you think about that?
Because they're mad at white people. They want white people to die. Yeah. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. Super chat.
All right, last couple of super chats for the guests. Cactus Eater Bear, Leonardo is amazing. Heart hands, strong white arm, parties.
Images. Right on.
Ash says, Leonardo Johnny, you are the best. You are beautiful. Love your mindset and continue to keep it real. Watch out for them boys. God bless your husband. Lucky guy.
Amazing.
This is a black, so that means more to me. When black people support me, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
That's amazing. I love the black.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now, I think.
Amazing. So I have one more soundbite that I want you to
respond to
before I go here. And Nick, I didn't tell you in advance, but it's the one right below that, 12-5. And this is from Fox 13. Seattle police chief was asked how he would handle the situation in President Trump deploy U.S. military to his city. And am I too fast? You have it.
No, we're ready.
Here's the response.
And protests also happening in our state. Protesters in Seattle clashed with police last night as they tried to stop people from being taken to the Northwest Ice Processing Center. It happened near the federal building in downtown. Police used what looks like pepper spray and non-lethal rounds to disperse the crowd. Protesters tried to prevent ICE from detaining people awaiting immigration hearings by piling Lime bikes and scooters at the entrances to prevent people from exiting the building. Those bikes have been removed, and it appears to be much quieter in the area this morning. And while the protests here weren't as destructive as those in Los Angeles, Seattle Police Chief Sean Barnes was asked how he would handle the situation if President Trump deployed the military to our city, and Barnes said he would probably go to jail.
I will do everything in my power, I want to be clear, to protect anyone in Seattle from anyone who comes to this city with the intention to hurt them or inhibit their First Amendment rights. And what that means is at some point, I will probably go to jail and be in prison.
What a liar.
Everybody want to go to jail.
He's not going to go to jail.
Just because Trump went to jail. What do you say to that?
He's signaling to his constituents, look, I'm one of you. I'm like with you. I'll go down with you. What a total BS. It's about power. Yeah. That's going to get him more power. That's what he wants. He's not going to give up power. And you're obstructing the law. What, you see all those crazy white people there burning a flag because we won't bring in more people who actually want to kill you and hate you, by the way. By the way, when these immigrants come in and they're anti-white, they're not discriminating between the whites who let them in and the whites who want them out. Your uniform is your skin color for them. We're the only people, white people are the only people who evaluate people on the basis of individual identity.
That's why
white countries are the only countries that elect leaders who are not of the dominant majority, right? Britain had a Pakistani prime minister, right? Ireland had a Muslim governor. Tell me the last time Pakistan elected a British man. Tell me the last time India elected anybody who wasn't Indian.
Yeah.
So
when I become president, I'm going to end this thing where foreigners can participate in our government.
Well,
we should not have. They had Ilhan Omar.
Jesse, we're done with black presidents.
I am too. Really? When I become president, no blacks in my government.
That's right. You're going to be the last one. You're going to create a law that says only white men can vote.
Yes. I'm definitely going to create a law that says if you don't have property, you cannot vote.
I agree.
If you don't own land.
Yeah.
Because people who don't own land, they vote for all the wrong things.
Yep.
Where the homeowners have to end up paying for them.
Yep.
What a mess,
It is a mess.
So because of time, we're about to run out again. Any more super chat for her, Dave?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
Over on Cash App, Anthony says, we have an American spirit, not a European spirit.
All right, Anthony, go study history.
What does that mean?
Because she said that she believes in the European spirit to overcome.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Right on.
And the American spirit is built on European ideologies. So this guy needs to study a little
history. Oh, he doesn't like that.
Well, he should learn.
And Pastor Chatelet says, Mark, just like his mama, Beta. Aaron G says, Jesse would be the first white black president.
Yeah, you go. I'm white on the inside, black on the outside. Amazing.
Nice.
Thank you.
And thank you guys.
Right on.
We'll read more later.
Closing remarks.
White power.
White power.
That's what I'm supposed to say. Now they're going to clip that and be like, shit.
White power.
My closing remarks is I think that people should never give up. Do what you can where you're at, you know, start with your own families, clean up your own home too.
Yeah.
'Cause I know a lot of people who are out there, you know, on the front lines of all this, and then they're doing all kinds of shady things, cheating on their wife, you know, neglecting their kids. It's like, if you want to be a proponent for, let's say, white people or American people, you need to be an example.
Yeah.
And so clean up your own life because it's really, because then people are going to be able to poke holes, you know? And I do think this side can attract a lot of, I guess, antisocial people, right? And we have to be careful about that. But I would just say to people, don't give up and just, you know, because if you do give up, then they win anyway.
Absolutely.
You know?
You seem to be more upfront with the truth than white men. Not all, of course, but most white men. What do you think about that?
Well, I think I get a little bit more leeway because I'm a woman and they don't see me as a threat.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
And but then I also do get attacked more because I'm a woman. I'm sort of betraying, you know, the cause or whatever.
Right.
And I think white men have been beat down so severely that they know, you know, they really feel like they have to apologize for everything. But I think that's changing. And I think the more women reward them for not complying, the more you're going to see it changing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I saw you on my friend Roseanne Barr's show.
Oh, yeah. I love Roseanne.
It was fun.
Her son is great, Roseanne.
Yeah.
They have a great family.
Yeah.
He's got great little kids. They're adorable.
Is that?
Yeah. That's
absolutely.
What...
Yeah.
I was just reading. I'm black and slow. I can't hear and read. But I got you. What do you want to say to that, James?
Jesse James says with the coffee, Leonardo, when Jesse says love all, he means with a dispassionate, non-emotional love, like how God loves us. Hate and anger isn't a tool but a blindfold. And in this work, we need to see, says Jesse James.
Absolutely. And you say?
I disagree. That's
okay.
All. Yeah, I'm not God. I don't have that ability. I don't really, I don't stew in hate or resentment towards people, truly. And I don't really wish people bad, but I do wish people the consequences of their actions.
Well, they're going to receive that anyway, though.
Yep.
What they're doing to others, they're really doing it to themselves.
Well, you know, I think the way our system is set up is to spare people the consequences of their actions. That's why you have such a adolescent population.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Tell the folks how to get you again.
Yeah, just go to leonardaisfunny.com. You can find me on YouTube at leonardaisfunny, Instagram, X. That's it.
I had heard that you were concerned, but I had no idea you were this concerned. Really, I had no idea.
I'm supposedly an extremist, Jesse.
Nice. That's what made you so conservative.
That's true.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you again for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to have you back so we can deal with the Israel thing and other issues as well, right?
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I got to take a break. When I come back, straight to your calls, folks. I appreciate your patience. Back in a moment. Oh, yeah. The treasure chest open.
This is not the last hour.
Treasure chest open on D-Live.
Be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, folks, welcome back. I'll do some quick announcement then to the phones. I cannot believe that 3 hours almost has gone by like that. That was an amazing. I had no idea she was that conservative. You know what I mean? But it's nice to see it. White folks, this is what you got to do. You got to stand up for your country and your family. The hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour, right after my show. TheHakeReport.com, and then The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m., all right? And happy Father's Day to everybody who are fathers out there in the world. They don't have Grandfather Day, right? No Grandfather Day. They got to do that next. Let me go to the busy phones. Let me go to first time call out of Ohio, Doug. Doug, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing, man?
All is well, Doug.
That's good. Man, she was, Leonardo, she was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard a woman speak like that since, I can't remember.
I haven't either, man. Especially a white woman. And again, I knew about it, I heard about it, but I had no idea that she was that conservative.
I mean, to me right now, she is the Great White Hope.
At least the daughter of the Great White Hope, that's for sure. Amazing.
Hey, Jesse, man, I've been through the ringer as far as feminism, you know, with my mother and my son's mother. And I was a mechanic in the chemical factories and working nights and this and that and doing the best I can, man, you know, and I was in the Marines. I got poisoned while I was in there. And, so I ended up having cancer, this and that, but, I got my son divorced, my wife and, just to get away from her. And because she was alienating me from my son for all those years, it was the last resort, you know. And I ended up getting him for 5 years. And he went from being in summer school and whatever to being an honor student and winning wrestling tournaments and this and that. The women in the schools and the social workers and all that, they all come from the liberal schools. They're part of the liberal problem. And, man, they ganged up on me. Like, I mean, they seen me coming and they chewed me up and put my son back in his mom's custody. and they never seen him again. And they were like, well, you can have your son back. And, you know, now that they've seen what she actually does, not that I hadn't been telling them that from the social workers and whatnot in the past.
How old is he now?
He's 25 years old, Jesse.
Oh, okay.
And this happened, I lost him when he was 16.
Okay.
And he hadn't done squat since. He's freaking hiding behind his mother's leg in his mother's little apartment, not doing anything.
Really?
You know?
At 20, how old is he, 21?
25.
He's 25 and living with his mother.
I told him this was coming. And it's got to end, man. I mean, we need, when I was in high school back in the 70s down south, we had a lot of males for teachers and shop teachers and history teachers and this and that.
Yep.
And they were all Vietnam veterans and Korean War veterans. And if you slipped up, buddy, I mean, the last time I got freaking paddled, I was 18 years old.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
And no, it lit my ass up, you know, and it's amazing what a good freaking squad will do.
So let me, because of time, Doug, your question for me is what, if you have one?
What can we do to get males back into the schools and to have awareness about social workers? These young 25-year-old pregnant something social workers, they have a big.
Let me just tell you this: because of that, there's nothing you can do. And if you do have young kids, you got to homeschool them, because the public schools are now governmental schools all the way, and they're never going to do the right thing, even if they're told to by the authorities. The teachers are going to not do it anyway. They don't have any love. And so the best thing that parents can do is to educate their own children. There's nothing you can do about the public school at all.
Man, we're in trouble. We are in trouble.
That's why parents got to raise their own children, because they will be destroyed in the public system, period. And then with your son, you know, you've apologized to him and told him what happened, and but you got to let him suffer now. He's 25. There's nothing.
I understand
you,
that.
There's nothing you can do about it. Don't give him any money.
No, he's
or
gone.
Anything.
He's gone, man.
Yeah, but just don't be angry. He cannot help it. All right.
Yeah, that's very good advice, and I got that advice from you.
Yeah.
A long time ago. But when he left, the first thing I did was crack open the Bible. And it took me all the way till Genesis 3:16 to see the concept about the headship.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it just blew my mind right then. I've been hooked on it ever since.
Right on. We just wish him well, let him suffer, and maybe one day he'll cry out for the truth and his life will change. But I got to run.
Yeah,
call me again, all right?
Okay. Hey, Dave, great show, man. Take care, Jesse.
I will, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ashley out of California. Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Ashley.
So my question for you this morning was, I was thinking about telling my mom to not go see my daughter. I have her full time with her dad. And she's full time with her dad right now. And so she's been pressuring me to go see her. And I've been, you know, in my gut, just knowing that, like, no, I need to wait for God to, like, I don't need to go and take control of the situation. So I've been saying no to that. And then now she's saying that she wants to go see her. And I was thinking that I want to tell her no, because the only thing that I feel like she's going to go bring her is the spirit of sadness and loneliness. And
so
I feel like
your daughter want to go see her or your husband?
No. My mom wants to go see, like, try to go see my daughter with her dad, which is like 3 hours away. We haven't had no contact with the dad. He won't answer the phone, stuff like that. So she's kind of like going on a whim of like just knocking on the door and being like, hey, you know. And I just, you know, the dad has made it very clear that he wants to be left alone. And he doesn't even like my mom. But so I was thinking about telling my mom just like, no, don't go see her.
Well, why don't you tell her that? Why don't you tell her to stay out of it? It has nothing to do with her, and to stay away, stay out of it. Why don't you be firm with her?
I actually have been pretty firm with her, but this is the one thing that, as far as like saying I'm not going to go see her and stuff like that. But as far as her going to see her, in the past, I have said, you know, it's your life. Like I'm not stopping you. If you want to go see her, go see her. And but now
father,
it's this morning. I was,
yeah,
oh,
her father doesn't want her to come. Tell her don't go.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell her that she has no right to impose on his family, and for her to stay away and stay out of it. Go sit down.
Yep. Perfect. I agree.
And be firm about it. Don't let her try. Tell her your mother has no right to interfere with this man's family.
Thank you. Yeah.
And don't be afraid.
Okay.
All right. I wish you well.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yesterday, I want to tell you really quick. I was at I was on the phone with her, and she said, "Why don't you want to go see her?" Blah blah blah. And, like, I climbed mountains to get you from your dad, and then I was about to say, and I should have stayed with my dad. And then I stopped, and I felt that fear in my stomach, you know, for making her upset. And then I was like, definitely got to say it.
Yeah.
So I was like, and I should have stayed with my dad. And she's all,
that's why you want to keep her away from your kids, because all she's going to do is screw them up as well.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. 888-775-3773. Paul out of Connecticut. Paul, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, how are you today? First, I want to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you, man. Are you a father?
I am. I have an 8-year-old daughter, yes.
Right on. Happy Father's Day to you, too. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And also, I wanted to say, there is a Grandparents' Day. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Oh, it is?
It's not a Grandfather's Day. Yeah, nobody really celebrates it, though. I don't really talk about it. It's in September every year.
Oh, really?
But I think
so
it's like
a grandparent, not a grandfather.
Right, not grandfather. Yeah, okay. It honors grandparents.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what a mess.
Just wanted to throw that one in.
Right on.
So I wanted to ask, because I've been watching a lot of your videos, and I think I agree that racism is a made-up, like, it's not real. It's,
right.
It's an illusion.
Right.
But help me out here, because I'm Italian and slow. And I just want to know, like, does discrimination exist?
Yes.
Is there a such thing as discrimination? Because
yes. And you should discriminate. You should discriminate, just don't be angry.
You should discriminate, just don't be angry?
Right.
Right, because anger is a devil, right?
Right. There's no love in that.
Right.
But you have a right, and you should. If you don't like evil, you don't like evil. You discriminate. And I was just talking to Ashley. I guess the daddy of her baby don't want her mother around. He is discriminated, and he has a right to do that. Just don't be angry.
Right. Yeah, so I had, when I was a lot younger, I had a problem with anger and unforgiveness. And, you know, praise God that I believe I finally overcome that.
Right on.
You know, with God's help, I believe that I was able to overcome that anger. And I like what you said before about how just to take life in stride and not have any expectations.
Yep.
And then just kind of, you know, yeah, and just don't have a way that you think things should go. Because that was a big thing for me. I used to kind of, yeah, I don't, I had to grow out of that because when things didn't go my way, you know, from when I was a kid, you know, I used to get really angry about that. And now I've kind of learned to, you know, do things the way you said and just kind of, you know, let life happen, so to speak, and trust God and all of that.
Absolutely. You know, you should not have any expectation in life, and you should not be surprised at anything that human beings do.
Right.
Never
right.
be
yeah,
surprised
no,
at anything that a person do. And especially since you understand that human nature is evil, and human nature cannot be trusted, and is never, it just, don't be surprised at what they will do.
For sure, for sure. Now, I wanted to give you a hypothetical. Let's say I'm a business owner, and I don't want to hire this group of people. Let's say they're blacks, or it could be Puerto Ricans, or whatever, you know, just give an example. Would that be discrimination?
Yes, and you have a right to
do that.
You have a right to hire who you want to, and if you want all white people and no blacks and no color people, you have a right to do that, and you're not wrong as long as you're not angry.
As long as it's not based on anger.
Right, but you have a right to hire whomever you want to, and no one else has a right to complain about it. That's your business, and you can do what you want with your business.
Right. Got it. Okay, that kind of makes sense to me, because I think a lot of times, you know, like you said a lot, our battle is a spiritual one.
100%.
It's based on good and evil.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what it really all comes down to. And unfortunately, we're being fed all these lies and this propaganda, you know, about everything is race this and race that, and it's causing division. And that's a satanic agenda, you know, if you ask me. I think it is.
That's why you got to take control of your own life, your own world, and live from there and let the rest of the world go to hell in a handbasket.
Right. That's good advice.
I got to run, though, because of time.
I just wanted to ask one last thing before I go, Jesse, really quick, if that's okay.
Yes.
On one of your videos, you said something about, I don't know if you were joking or not, about like beta men have all daughters and alpha men have sons.
Yeah,
was that a joke, or were you for real about that?
Real men make boys first, and beta males make girls first.
So I had a my ex-wife had a miscarriage. It was a boy.
Right.
Does that
on.
Count?
That counts.
But I do know some, I don't know, because I know some betas that have all boys. So maybe there's some exceptions to that, I would imagine, right?
Right, absolutely.
Right. Okay, Jesse, you have a blessed day. God bless you, man.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Oh, amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. No More Thoughts says, when Paul said he does things he don't want to do and doesn't do things he wants to do, was he talking about before coming out of his thoughts or after?
He was saying he realized prior to that he had been trying to be right and do right, and every time he tried to do either or other, it wouldn't work. He finally realized, as you will when you start paying attention to you, see what's going on inside. He finally realized that there was something else controlling him. He was possessed with evil, and that evil made him do things that he didn't want to do and prevented him from doing what was right. The same situation that every human being has until they wake up and overcome. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, with a few Cash App tips, Bond JLP.
Thank you.
How long before our country becomes their country? He asks.
It's already that almost. It's close, not far off. Amazing.
Good morning to everyone at Bond. Enjoy. And no, senor, it's not raining out. Get out. Quick, get out the boat. Or get the boat. Sorry, I can't read.
Amazing. Thank you.
I ruined his Cash App. Harmonic says, for the fact that people suffer means God let it. One of the fruits of the Spirit is long suffering.
But God is not
letting you suffer. You want to suffer. You want to be, you're one with evil. You've agreed to it. And when God said the law, what was that he said? God said about suffering?
One of the fruit of the spirit is long suffering.
But that means suffer the ego death. It doesn't mean live in this misery of the ego, but you got to suffer the ego death. He was referring to that. Amazing. Thank you.
Kale says, is there anything worse than staying in hell forever? Thanks, Jesse, Hake, and Nick for amazing content.
Right on. Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Eric, Three Coffees, the new Fallen State episode was amazing. Another liberal who spent her life traveling and returned not knowing what a man, woman, or baby is. What the?
What a mess. Last week episode of the FallenState.tv. Check it out. And you can also become a member there on the Fallen State on the YouTube channel, locals.com. Thank you.
Nice. Jim in Alaska on punchy.tv. A biblical question. What is the distance
between you and Jesus Christ?
Our brother Jesus is always with us. The only time there's a distance between Jesus and ourselves, is placed there by us not seeking God and giving in to hate and evil. I believe he's always waiting inside for us to wake up and get back to being present.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Conservative Chris, the Black Panther, says, much love from Atlanta. No Diddy.
Hey, Chris, free Diddy.
I keep on reminding you that he's the Black Panther. He just calls himself Conservative Chris.
Right on.
Nice.
Hey, Chris. Amazing.
Zit.
Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zit says, hola from Houston, by the way.
Hola.
This country is not European. It's just plain white and from God.
There you go. I rest my case. Thank you.
Eric, Three Coffees. If Jews are God's chosen, why do they own the satanic industries of music, entertainment, social media, dating apps, porn, and OnlyFans?
Because they have taken the truth and turned it upside down like all people do. Everyone who born through the woman is living an upside down life until they decide to wake up. Interesting question, though. Thank you.
Indeed. Jim in Alaska, when it comes to defending yourself, I think people confuse testosterone and adrenaline with anger. That's why they think anger is good.
I'm telling you, folks, you do not want to hold on to anger. Unless you love your misery. I know a lot of people do. But for those who want to be free, men and women, you got to drop the anger if you want to be free. Thank you.
And Zit, 5 gift memberships on YouTube, Jesse Lee Peterson channel. Thank you, Zit.
Right on. Thank you.
Mrs. Adventure says, I appreciate this woman. I also vote to keep her.
Right on. Oh, amazing.
5 coffees from someone. I had sleep paralysis every night while living alone at 16. In fear, I cried out to God. He revealed I was under a spiritual attack, told me to fight for my life, showed me the strength I needed wasn't mine, but his.
Wow. I'm going to have to talk to someone about that because I've heard of it, but I didn't know that you would be awake and could move. That's interesting to me. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Bill West, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Greenwall, Groovy Monkey, Misty, Wolf336, and the rest of the supporters, as always. Very nice. And thank
Amazing.
You, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Christine. Christina, a first-time call out of Oregon. Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all good. I've been listening to you for about a year, and I forgave my mom. I hadn't talked to her for 3 years since my father died,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw her walking, and I was like walking by my car. So I yelled for her, and she turned around and she came over to the car, and I said, I just want to tell you I forgive you for everything that I was angry about. But you know what I did? I forgot to tell her that I apologize, like that I'm sorry for it. All I said was, I forgive you.
No, that's enough.
So what?
That's fine.
That's enough?
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was really, really super hard because she's a narcissistic woman.
Yeah.
And been very mean and nasty. And she apologized to me. She said, I'm sorry for being mean to you all your life.
Right on. Now you move on with your life. If you want to talk to her, fine. If you don't, fine. Do not do it out of any form of guilt or obligation. You're not obligated to that at all.
I don't feel like she's a safe person for me.
Right on. Well, you stay away. But just stay away from the anger. And you've done the right thing. Be done with that.
And it gave me freedom. I feel so free. So every time I have that little memory come up about the nasty thing she said or did,
right,
I go, okay, I forgave her. I don't need to think about it.
That's right. So let the thought pass.
It freed me. Instead of making me angry every time I think about what she did because it was terrible,
yeah,
instead of being angry, I go, oh, I forgive her, so I don't need to think about it.
That's like, right.
It's amazing, and thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it, all right?
All right.
Thank you. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that. I can't believe I quit smoking cigarettes. I quit drinking. I quit doing everything, caffeine even. But doing a silent prayer, it's hard. Like, I can't believe that it's so hard just to sit there.
Well, the devil doesn't like it when you sit still because you're sitting in the light. And the light will destroy evil, and it doesn't like that. But you stay with it anyway.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. Take care now.
You too.
All right. Bye. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming now, and then the American Anchor Baby. Thank you all for your super chats and donations and everything. Rick from Hampton, Virginia. Joe from the UK. Robert from Atlanta, Georgia, on my mind. And the rest of the call, I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Country and Western Tuesday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't ride. Check out my guest, Leonarda. She was in the first 2 hours of the first hour and a half. I think you're going to love it if you didn't catch what?
And part of the third.
Oh, yeah, the second hour. Wow. Oh, man. But check her out, Leonarda. All right? In the first, second hour and half of the third hour. Bye, y'all. Thank you.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent A Jesse Lee Peterson Show. The Hake Report is coming up next, guys. TheHakeReport.com, live, coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Oh,